High school football action is on Platte River Radio.
The following is another Classic Hits sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Right now, a pro set for Minden, and Kissinger's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw deep. A man is wide open. It's caught at the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Jared Spear.
Tonight, the 2011 season kicks off with a top 10 battle in Minden as the Whippets welcome in the Fairbury Jeffs. High school football on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Let's see what Kissinger does. He's going to roll to his right, wants to throw, has time, over the middle, goes to his tight end, touchdown, Miles Steen. And he was pretty well covered. Steen takes it in for the 11-yard touchdown reception.
Minden will look to build off last year's playoff season, while Fairbury returns 9 starters on both sides of the ball to make them a force in C1. It's the Jeffs and the Whippets coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cooper Field in Minden with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
And good evening, everyone, from Cooper Field in Minden. The 2011 state football gets underway today in Nebraska, and we can't believe it. It's a beautiful night here. Had a little rain late this afternoon in Minden, and it is cleared off. The sun is out. It's about as warm right now as it has been all day. A little bit muggy, not much of a breeze, but that could change as the night passes along. And all in all, it should be a great night for football. Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with my cohort again this year, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. A lot to tell you about this year. Want to tell you a couple of house cleaning issues right off the top. 308-646-0506. Put it in your cell phone, folks. It is our way to help all the fans throughout the listening area keep up to date on scores from games that we are not broadcasting and we can pass them along to you. 308-646-0506. If you are at a football game, text the score of that football game to that number every quarter, and we will update fans throughout the year. We have a lot of folks already in place, but there are some games that we did not make contact with. We're going to do that all year long. So wherever you're at, if you're a big fan of whichever school, you go to all their games, we'd sure appreciate it and helping our coverage here this year. Starting lineups coming up, we'll hear from the coaches, Rod Edson of Fairbury and Sam Dunn of Minden. And when you talk Fairbury-Minden, they played football last year, and that's about it. There's not a whole lot of sports that these teams see each other in, even when it comes to wrestling and track and some of those where you have 10, 12 schools show up at one sport, golf. They don't play in basketball. They don't play in volleyball. So with the state scheduling, this was one of those unique games, and they're playing here on week zero, and Minden found a way to win this one in the fourth quarter last year.
Well, Doug, they're a long ways apart. That's first and foremost. This team left yesterday morning on an early flight, got in, checked out Pioneer Village, and then had the rest of the day to concentrate on football. I kid, but they are quite a distance apart. But both teams looking for big, big things this year. 3-6 season a year ago. Coach Edson is not going to be happy with a 3-6 season this year. They return everybody. Everybody is fired up for this season. If you're a Fairbury Jets fan, the outlook is more positive than it's been in a long, long time there. For Minden, they've got that core group of athletes, that core group of playmakers. Sam told me before the game, he said, we got three kids that can run a 4-6. We haven't had that in Minden for years. He said, I don't remember the last time. They're excited, too.
Yeah, the key is in this ball game tonight, as you take a look at these two teams, is that they are so vastly different on what they do offensively, and we talked to both of the coaches about that. Fairbury's going to spread it out, try and use a little bit more of their speed, and Minden, double wing, you could put all 11 of the guys in the Volkswagen and still not be offsides because they shove them in tight. The gaps are very small. All that speed is good, but, Tony, they've got to be able to get past the line of scrimmage. And Minden this year, with a good O-line and with the studs that they have back, they've had virtually everybody except Lewis back in the backfield. Quarterbacks, running backs, fullbacks, tight ends, wing backs, they virtually have them all back. If they get past that first wave, if they can get a 5-yard gain, it can turn into a touchdown. Anything that's more than a 10-yard gain is probably going to go a lot farther than that. You shouldn't see a whole lot of 10- and 15-yard gains. You're either going to see 3-4 and 2 and 20 and 25 and 30, or Minden's not having a very good night.
Well, you're exactly right, Doug. And when you look at Minden, when you get everybody back like that, you look for one thing, and that you're able to speed things up in practice. You're able to do more things, be more versatile. Look for maybe this team to come out, speed things up. Everybody's got wristbands on. could be some no huddle going on early in the season for the Whippets. No one's ever saw that before. A little trickery.
It'll be fun. When you've got experience back, you can do things like that. You start practice, you're farther ahead, you can get farther ahead. This would be like week three maybe for Minden and Fairbury. They are a lot farther ahead than if they had a whole bunch of sophomores and juniors and a whole bunch of new starters trying to get ready for this football game.
You know, watching Fairbury warm up, Doug, it's not a wide open down the field, people running post patterns and fly patterns. They're going to dink and dunk you and look to break a tackle and turn that into a big play, it looks like to me.
We will take a break here on the New Tank Seed pregame show. Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tank Seed dealers, ready to go with us for another high school sports season. When we come back, we'll hear from the coaches, starting with Fairbury's Rod Edson right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits for the opening night of the 2011 football season in Minden at Cooper Field as the Whippets take on Fairbury. And we are pleased to catch up with the head coach of the Jeffs, Rod Edson. And coach, everybody gets to start at the same time now, but not everybody gets to play in week zero. At this juncture, are you happy that you're playing tonight, or would you rather have another week with these kids?
Well, I'm happy we're playing right now. Another week wouldn't do us much good. I think you can prepare, and then all of a sudden you get to a point where you sort of need to see where you're at. So an extra week for us wouldn't do us much good. So we're happy. We're can't wait to play.
We know you've got a lot of kids coming back, but when you pick up the paper or the kids get online and see that a few people think that you could be a top 10 team, what's your reaction to that?
Oh, it's great that we're going to, you know, have that potential, but sometimes, you know, people don't realize a top 10 team at the end of the year is somebody that's, you know, has an outstanding offense, a great defense. They have a lot of desire, enthusiasm. They worked hard all summer. You know, we have some of those. You know, we worked hard this summer. We have an outstanding bunch of guys, but now you got to do it. I mean, that's a lot of hard work. And in order to be in the top 10, you got to battle all year. And then hopefully, if you're good enough, you'll be in the top 10 late.
Rod Edson is the head football coach at Fairbury. He's joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Okay, from a coaching standpoint, how do you like the way fall camp has went for your kids?
Well, it's been great. The weather has cooperated with us. We had a couple nice weeks there this week. You know, we've had just the last five, six practices. It's been a little bit warmer. But, you know, we have everything in. The kids have been great. We come in, lift weights in the morning. That has worked real well. And our kids have, you know, really worked hard, and we're ready to go.
Rod, with nine starters back on both sides of the football, I have to imagine that you're farther ahead than you have been the last couple, 3 years, or maybe any time that you've been at Fairbury. How far ahead are you right now?
Oh, we're great. Practices, you know, by sometimes 5:30, 5:45, we're sort of looking at each other going, you know, well, we just all go home. I said, we got the plays, and, you know, there's only so many repetitions you can do before you just say, you know, guys, get out of here. So we've been trying to keep them, you know, an experienced squad, you know, less practice time. But, again, we have just as many reps, but it doesn't take, you know, as long with inexperience. Inexperience, you go over and over the same basic reads or whatever, and it just takes longer. This way, you know, you're doing a great job. Okay. Time to leave.
Coach, is there any truth to the rumor that this entire ball club is built around the center in Zach Edson?
No. No, that's not true at all. Zach is my son. He'll play hard out there, and he'll have a lot of fun, but It's we got 20 other guys. Zach will just mix in right with him. You might not even notice him. You know, he could run 80 yards for a touchdown, something like that. That might get your attention, but he's not going to run you over or anything. He's going to try to outrace you to the sideline, though.
We're chatting with Fairbury coach Rod Edson here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. All these kids are back. We've never had a chance to see Fairbury play up close and personal here, and this Fairbury-Minden thing is something that probably wouldn't have been scheduled in the old days. So tell me and tell us and tell the radio fans and the folks here in Minden tonight what they're going to see out of your ball club, because it sounds like the offense from Minden and Fairbury are almost exact opposites.
Yeah, they are. You know, we're going to throw it. We're going to spread them out. You know, we're going to fire the ball. We think we have some great receivers. We think we have a good quarterback. We'll run. You look in the mirror, Minden's just going to say, we're going to run you over. Okay, stop this. So we just got to dig in, and hopefully we can stop them. So it's really a contrast. It's power football versus finesse football, and we'll see what happens.
Tell me a little bit about the defense, because we're going to ask Coach Dunn here in just a minute about how tough it was in practice preparing each other. How tough is it when you don't run that? How does your defense get prepared for an offense like Minden has?
Well, there's really no way, you know, and we're not deep enough to really, you know, get after it. And that type of offense really causes problems in practice, because you can get some guys hurt and stuff, because you have that intensity of that first team going against, you know, guys that are younger and don't have that bulk on them that they can push and stuff. So that's a big concern. So we sort of avoided it. We've changed up, you know. We've ran, you know, 43. You know, we're going to show you some different looks. So it's going to be interesting just how Minden reacts. And, you know, again, they're going to try to just push us backwards.
Last minute here with Fairbury coach Rod Edson on the New Tech Seed pregame show. If you're able to spread it and you've got a lot of kids back, I've got to imagine that your special teams, especially in the return area, have to be pretty special. Is that going to be the case?
Yeah, I think our punt return has potential to cash it in our kickoff. We got a couple special guys there. To me, special teams is ball control. We want to catch the ball and get the ball to our offense. That's one of our main goals this fall, is get the ball to the offense, and the offense can move it down the field. We don't want any turnovers or little mistakes, penalties. You know, basically we want to be penalty-free, keep possession of the ball, get it to the offense, and let them do what they can do.
Well, and to be in full disclosure here, obviously Coach Edson and I have known each other for a long time, but I don't think I've ever got a chance to do a Fairbury game. So, Coach, I got to ask you, back in the day, I'm in Ord, you're in North Loup, Scotia. Do you still have the Matt Kern naked bootleg in the Fairbury playbook?
We do have the naked. It's going to be it's going to be quite different. You know, we have all these reads and, you know, the zone offense and, you know, it's a whole different offense. But, yes, you'll see that naked. But the only thing, instead of Matt Kern running it, you'll have either a Simpson, maybe even an Edson take off on it. And it's the same old play. We've just upgraded it a little bit, I guess.
Well, we've heard some real good things about your quarterback, Trent Simpson, and we can't wait to see him play tonight. Coach, we'll let you get back to preparation, and best of luck in the ball game. Thanks for the time.
Oh, you bet. I can't wait to see you at the game. It's gonna be fun seeing you. And maybe we can talk about those old days. That's been a long time ago. Maybe we can't even remember that.
It's painful to see what we look like these days. That's the head football coach at Fairbury, Rod Edson. And we'll be back. Chat with Sam Dunham and right after this on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, opening night of the high school football season. And we are, as we said, in Minden as the Whippets get ready to take on Fairbury in the season opener. And head coach of the Whippets, Sam Dunn, joins us here for this opening game. Coach, how's things been going so far through practice? I know we talked to you a couple of weeks ago as season opened, and you just got a couple practices under your belt on the Doug and Daddy show. But now it's football time. Did you get done what you were hoping to get done?
Well, fortunately, you know, we're to the point where we need to see a game. We need to get out and see some opponents, and guys are a little bit tired of whacking on each other. So, you know, it's time. We'll be able to make some changes and some adjustments with personnel as the second game rolls around. But for right now, we better be ready to go.
Followed up on that a little bit, because I wanted to ask you the same thing that I asked Coach Edson. Week zero, everybody now can practice at the same time. That didn't used to be the case. Some of these teams are going to be practicing and still don't get to play tonight. You're ready. You want to have this game tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to it. Our kids have been a little bit anxious for this time after, you know, our playoff loss last year, and so they've been pointing to this first game, and they're ready to get going, and so you know, we'll see what we can do.
Sam Dunn with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Sam, with the offense that you run, we look at it, we think it's basic, but it's one of those things that you have to run it right for it to be successful. Is it harder to plug kids in, or is it a lot easier? And you got a lot of returning starters back, so as far as those skill positions, maybe it's not tough, but from year to year, is it a little bit easier to learn what they're doing?
Yeah, you know, we got six basic plays that we run out of that, and that we teach, you know, our lower levels of football. And so, you know, it's just a nice deal to be able to plug those kids in. Of course, there's always some ways that you want to fine-tune it, some different blocking strategies you might have, some different, you know, personnel where you might move some kids to enhance your power game, or to have, you know, pretty good counter game or reverse game. So, you know, basically our linemen come in knowing the six plays into our JV program and into our varsity program. So, you know, we're able to put some kids in there and, you know, hopefully in the first couple of games be able to give them some breaks here with the heat around.
Well, we've talked about the horses you've got in the backfield. The key to this offense is opening holes with this offensive line. So tell me a little bit more about your O-line this year.
Well, you know, we have several of them back this year. Jeremy Johnson was a first-team All-District player, and, you know, he started for us both ways last year. We're real pleased with where he's at right now. We have a new couple of guards working in next to him, a junior Sam Feist and a sophomore Quinn Rutt. Both those guys are learning and taking reps, and, you know, hopefully we can rotate those guys. Our center is back from starting a couple of games last year, Parker Ayers, and, you know, biggest one of on our line. And so, you know, he does a nice job, very smart, and can make quite a few of the line calls. And then at one of the other guards position is a senior, Trevor Keene, who started last year for us and has really improved. The camp this fall has been really good for him, and I see a lot more strength in Trevor this year and quickness. So we're looking for that. And then, you know, we rounded out with another sophomore, another one of our big kids at about 240 in Mitch Muller, and he's a very athletic individual, participates in numerous activities. So, you know, we're anxious to see what he can do.
Sam Dunn with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready for Fairbury. Tight end, tell me who's got that position. I know who it is. That is a tricky position, because when they are asked to catch the ball, they better catch the ball, but most of the time they're in there blocking.
Right, yeah, you know, and so we like to go with some size in that. We've got three guys right now rotating. So one's Christian Swinkey. You know, he's one of our big ones, but he's also a great big target to throw to, and pretty easy for our quarterbacks to find. A couple other ones, a newcomer to our program this year, John Barton. John comes to us via Texas, and, you know, they like to play that game of football down in Texas, and so, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have him here. And then Landon Lemke, a junior, who was an outstanding receiver and blocker for us last year in the junior varsity. So those three are rotating. Again, you know, we'll probably try to stick with the hot ones, you know, the ones that are getting the job done, but also gives us a chance to plug some kids in and get some rest.
I want to talk defense with you. We talk about how good Carson Bloom has looked offensively. You really love him on the defensive side, and I know Tony wants to bring up the name of this next young man who really impressed last year in Paul Carlson. Talk about your defense and specifically those two young men.
Yeah, you know, Carson Bloom's, this will be his fourth year starting for us in the defensive backfield. Carson's an excellent athlete. You know, anybody that follows the winter sports knows that he's pretty unstoppable in basketball. And you know, he's just a real heady person out there. He's able to get our defensive secondary lined up where they need to be. He's got a great nose for the ball. He's our leading interceptor in school history, you know, going into a senior year. So, and he'll come up and lay a lick, too. He's a tough-nosed kid. So, and Paul Carlson was a all-district selection last year as a sophomore. Paul just really loves to hit. You know, he comes out and hits. He's improved his strength and speed this year, and we're looking for good things on him from him on the defensive side. He's got a nose for the ball, and you know, he still makes a few mistakes every now and again, but you know, those are getting far and fewer between. So he ought to be a nice addition for us.
And finally, Sam, let's take a look at this Fairbury Ball Club in the variety of top tens, Huskerland Prep, Omaha, Lincoln. You're in a couple of them. The one that you're not in, Fairbury's actually in there, and they're a 3-6 football team. But a lot of kids coming back, last year was the first time you really got a look at Coach Rod Edson and his crew. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, you know, that's a well-coached team. We got film on them from, you know, our game last year, and you know, we were able to get a hold of things in the second half and hit some big plays and kind of put some distance between us. But man alive, they've got some players back that have been playing for a couple years, and they've got some good depth there. It's a very solid team. It's a well-coached team, well-disciplined team, and you know, I'm sure Coach Edson will have them ready to play Friday.
What's the scariest part about them?
You know, I'd say their quarterback with the ability to run and throw. He's got the ability to do both that. You know, they don't really line up anything traditional. Everything's spread, and they run a lot of read option. And so, you know, it tends to put a little bit of fear on the defense, at least this early in the year. And so, you know, we're just going to have to make sure that that we got our bases covered. And you know, I'm sure as most coaches you've talked to, you know, the team that makes the fewest mistakes is probably going to come out and win it.
Well, finally, Sam, since your style is different as far as offense, could you simulate that in practice? How did you do that with your defense to get ready for this?
You know, that is a challenge. But, you know, we look at it this way. They've got the same challenge down there. They've got to find guys that have to line up, you know, 3 inches apart in splits. And they've got to run the motion correct. And they've got to do our counter and our reverse. And you know, you just can't find so, you know, it's one of those things that we face with everybody. You try to find somebody on your scout team that can simulate some of the athletes that they have. And, of course, you know, if you have athletes like that, they're going to be on the defense. So, you know, it's difficult with the spread stuff. We just try to watch a lot of film early and try to get our kids in the correct position and get them ready to go.
Well, Sam, best of luck here on the opening night. Should be a great football game to start the season, and we'll see you again later on throughout the year.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. Tell Daddy hi, and thanks a lot for your coverage.
Will do. Sam Dunn, the head football coach of the Minden Whippets, here with us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a break and be right back with the starting lineups after this on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The most recommended by far. Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop.
That's who we are.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show from Cooper Field, going on here in Minden. Minden and Fairbury getting ready to do battle here tonight. Let's take a look at our injury report tonight. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center injury report. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. There's one near you, so tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. And, Tony, really only one significant injury tonight because it is opening night. You had to hope everybody got through fall camp. That did not happen for Minden's Jared Sanford, who Sam Dunn called the strongest kid on his team, and he was only listed at 170 pounds, but he calls him the strongest kid on the team. He injured his knee last year, and in the soap scrimmage last week, tore his knee up, had surgery today, and it looks like he would be out. You would have to think for the year, but if Minden makes a run into the playoffs, I guess you never know. That happened last year. St. Paul had the young man that came back, and they thought would be able to help him a little bit in the playoff game. And so he's just a junior, but Jared Sanford hasn't got to play as much football as he had hoped. A couple of freshmen are not suited up tonight for various reasons, but the key injury tonight, and Coach Rod Edson said for Fairbury, they're good to go, and that's good when you got that many starters coming back. So Jared Sanford is out for the foreseeable future for the Minden Whippets. And that is your injury report brought to you tonight by Family Physical Therapy. They know everyone has an oops once in a while. Whether you sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home, your job is to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you, Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River.
Now, you mentioned that you bring up the injury to Jared Sanford, Doug, and it's really disappointing. Everybody from Minden is knocking on wood, hoping it's just a meniscus and hoping maybe 6 weeks would be the maximum. But you never know. The surgery, they said, went well today, but none of the coaches knew exactly what they repaired for sure.
Yeah, so, Jared, if you're listening out there, hope you get better soon, and hopefully you can get healed up and get back in time for some more sporting activities here as a member of the Minden Whippets, whose guys and gals have had a pretty good run here over the last handful of years. We'll get ready for the National Anthem and take a break. Be back with the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Nathan Central, Kearney.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
The starting lineups on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, on the offense for the Fairbury Jets, at center, number 50, senior Cody Welsh. Weights were not provided to us, so that's why we can't pass them along to you. At left guard, number 72, senior William Ebke. And at right guard, number 75, Dylan Kanegi. He's a junior. The tackles on the left side, number 74, senior Jason Peterson. And on the right side, Jamalen Barnett, also a senior. At the tight end, number 22, senior Chad Medina. They run the X, the Y, and the Z as their wide receivers. And at the X position tonight is Taylor Merchant, number 80, a senior. At the Z position is number 23, Clay Medina. He is also a senior. The running backs, number 30, John Reyes, a senior. Number 35, senior Josh Johnson. And the quarterback, number 15, senior Trent Simpson. A ton of seniors, coached by Rod Edson, assisted by Mick Suey, P.J. Smith, Mike Fisher, and Alex Niederklein, ranked ninth in the Omaha World Herald, the Fairbury Jets. Now for the Minden Whippets, the center is number 78, a 270-pound senior, Parker Ayers. At left guard, number 51, a 190-pound senior, Trevor Keene. At right guard, number 62, 175-pound junior, is Sam Feist. At left tackle, number 68, 245-pound sophomore, Mitch Muller. And at right tackle, number 56, 210-pound senior, Jeremy Johnson. At tight end, number 6, 165-pound junior, Landon Lemke. And number 18, 220-pound senior, Christian Schwenke. Just when you think he's blocking you, he gets by you, and he is a big target threat for the Minden Whippets. They run that double wing, and so at fullback, number 40, 175-pound senior, Jack Rafferty. The running backs, number 12, 180-pound senior, Jared Spear. And number 5, 170-pound senior, Carson Bloom. The quarterback for the Whippets is number 15, 190-pound senior, Derek Kissinger. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Sam Dunn, assisted by Shannon Lovin, Don Miller, Aaron Martin, and Rick Cremosta. In this season opener, the Whippets are ranked 9th in the Lincoln Journal Star and Huskerland Prep Report. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And the opening kickoff for the 2011 season is next on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, it's time for high school football. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. A beautiful night here at Cooper Field in Minden, and as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports starting yet another season. And Daddy, should be a good one here. Minden won the toss. They deferred, so they will kick it off. They will move from north to south. Fairbury, the traveling white with red trim, will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. Derek Kissinger will tee it up. Of course, he's a quarterback. They list him at 190 pounds. He is a big, big quarterback, though, Doug, for Class C1 football. I got to believe that he's just an M&M and too short of 215 out there, what he looks like to me.
Davian Snyder and John Reyes are back deep here, standing at about the 7-yard line for Fairbury, awaiting the kick. And to boot it away, looks like Derek Kissinger. He does the kicking. The punting duties are done by Jack Rafferty.
Looks to me like that up guy is probably the one that's going to get the ball just watching warm-ups, though, unless he lets it go and bounce around a little bit.
Well, Minden sometimes breaks that huddle, fakes that onside kick. We see a few teams do that. They'll do it throughout the year. The teams usually fake it, will do the onside once in a while, but usually not on the opening kickoff. So now they spread it out. We're ready to go, and the 2011 season is underway. It's a fairly short kick coming all the way up to the 15. The ball is fumbled, but picked back up there by Davian Snyder, and he just has nowhere to go. Once he dropped that ball and into the sun, this time of the year, this time of the night, you're going to have sun problems in the first quarter, and maybe that's why he couldn't get a clean grip on it. And it'll be first and 10 right at the 20-yard line on the far hash near the Fairbury sideline.
Well, right away you get this Whippet defense, and Doug, a couple names people will be familiar with from games we covered a year ago, and it starts with the linebacking court, Jack Rafferty, number 40, and 43, Paul Carlson. Paul Carlson was a sophomore, stepped into a starting role last year, but made a lot of noise on that defense.
Well, we saw Boone Anderson come in here and have a big night last year for Milford, and Trent Simpson's the kind of kid that could do it again. As they spread it out, the officials get everything set here, kind of deliberate, and a man in motion from right to left, back to pass. Simpson has all day to throw, now flushed out of there by Schwenke, and sacked. Schwenke comes from the backside and drops in for just a 1-yard loss. He had all day, but give credit to the secondary downfield, including Carson Bloom. It looked like they were trying to go deep to Clay Medina, who Coach Rod Edson told us before the ball game, if they have big games, the Medina boys, then that means it's a big night for his football team.
Well, Doug Taylor Merchant also, their X receiver, had a man beat down the middle of the field. If he'd had just another second to throw that football, that could have been a big strike right off the bat.
They'll go twins to the left. Now move a man, Reyes, in motion, and they will give it to the quarterback. He's going to keep it. Simpson up the middle. He's got some room. He's got a first down across the 25 to 30, and so a little misdirection. They've kept the ball in their quarterback Simpson's hands twice, and he takes it all the way out to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 16.
Yeah, Cremosa and Spear bring him to the ground, but the damage had been done. Big play for the Jeffs.
So they spread him out and pop it up the middle there on a little quarterback draw. They stay out of that shotgun. It's not really the pistol, but only about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage here for Simpson's. Twins to the left, one man in the backfield. Simpson rolls to his left, wants to throw. Now back across the middle, got the tight end wide open, completed the 15 into Minden territory at the 47-yard line. First down and 10, and it looks like the player just a tad bit slow to get up there is Josh Johnson. He was a receiver last year. They list him as a running back this year, but he hauls it in and back-to-back first downs here, a gain of 18.
Well, Spear was just a minute late, just a quick split second late from getting there, but the pass was well thrown right on the money across the middle.
We're just a minute 15 into this football game, and after suffering a sack on the first play, two big plays for Fairbury, 16 and 18 yards. Again, Twins to the right this time, always a man in motion, and they will finally hand it off for the first time. Reyes finds a little room over the right side across the 45 and down to about the 42-yard line. So some good up-front movement here. The line doing their job, and you would think it would be a heck of a battle between the lines. A lot of experience back on both sides, maybe a little more bulk on the Minden side, but right now they're being pushed backwards in a gain of 5.
Yeah, Reyes did a good job that time of just waiting, 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 and finally found a little bit of hole and shot up there before Cremosa could finish him off along with Rafferty.
Call it second down and 5. Ball at the Minden 42-yard line of the opening drive of the year. The Fairbury Jets go trips to the left, but Reyes in motion from left to right. Simpson waits for him to get set. 4 wideouts this time with no tight end. And back to pass, trying to set up a screen. And the screen is complete to Johnson. He's got some room to the left side. 40, 36, and now flags come out. The entire Minden section was yelling for a hold. And finally, the umpire obliged and throws it right in the middle.
Well, the problem was his receiver turned right back into the play. Had he went the other way, there was no need to hold him. But he had a chance to get tackled, and the lineman just reached out, hooked him right around the belly, and held him, which allowed him to get up the field. Real easy call for the official right there on top of it.
So the first penalty this season will wipe out what would have been close to first down yardage. It probably would have been 3rd and 1. Instead, the ball will move back just into Fairbury territory at the 49-yard line. And that'll bring up a 2nd down at about 10, 11, 15, 14, 15 yards, right in between there. 15 yards on a gain here would get him a 1st down. So 2nd down. We'll call it 15. Man split out wide to the right, Taylor Merchant. Everything's been through the running backs, though, right now, even though they may have lined up in the wide spots. Simpson back to pass, throws short underneath. It's complete at the 50, but immediately wrapped up is going to be Reyes. And in on the tackle that time for the Minden Whippets is number 65, Quinn Rutt. Rutt, if you're sitting in the stands here tonight, listed as number 20, but due to the injury to Sanford, they're going to get him more on defense, and so he's in there, makes the tackle, a gain of 1. We'll call it 3rd and 14.
Yeah, Don Miller told me before the game, one of the assistant coaches, says Rutt's got a real nose for the football. He's usually right around it. Looked for his name a lot.
That almost looked like a setup play, though, Tony. It was a quick little out there. They weren't looking for big yardage. Now you might look for a hitch and go. Simpson goes to the right side, has some pressure, steps up. Now he's going to be Schwenke'd to the ground. Another sack as Schwenke is in there with some help from Jeremy Johnson. And the 2nd sack of the ball game will force a Fairbury punt. So the penalty, and we talk about it all the time, but here on the opening drive, the penalty is what shuts down this Fairbury drive. They had taken it inside the 40. It was going to be 3rd and 1. Instead, the hold put it back into their territory and a loss of 2 on the sack.
Yeah, you look at penalties and turnovers opening night, it'll almost always dictate who wins, comes away with a W and who comes away with a loss.
Clamity to the punter. The ball is spotted on the 47-yard line. It bounces to him, and he'll pooch it high and not very far. It's going to probably go out of bounds. Takes a bounce at the 25-25 and just stays there, maybe to the 24-yard line. It's going to be a punt of about 29 yards, but no return. And so with 8:08 to go here in the first quarter, Minden and Fairbury are scoreless. So Minden now will bring out their double wing formation, and this is what always tests the eyes right here.
A lot of fakes going on. If you never saw Minden, like you said, everybody's packed in there tight. There's a lot of fakes right up the middle, but this is a different formation than what they're used to running.
Well, let's see if they go out of this formation. You're so used to seeing what other teams used to do. The only thing you've got is tape, and if they change it up in the offseason, they actually go to an I formation with 3 wideouts, And they will turn and hand it off right up the middle. Bloom, big hole, 30, 35. He's got a first down on the first play of the year offensively for Minden. Carson Bloom out to the 36-yard line at the gain of 12.
That Trevor Schroeder probably saved a touchdown there. Comes up from the safety position, or actually one of the cornerbacks, I guess. He kind of moved over to shade to the outside on those two receivers. But he was the only man standing there and made a nice one-on-one tackle.
Now, Carson Bloom is one fine athlete, not only on the basketball court, but on the football field. And Coach Dunn keeps talking about how great he is on defense as a four-year starter. Back to pass. Pass is underthrown and incomplete. Tried to get it to Schwenka out here on a little five-yard pop pass and threw it at his toes. Schwenka, if he hadn't had to look back into the sun, maybe would have caught that football, but it falls incomplete. They did go no huddle, and they're trying to go no huddle again, second down and 10.
Yeah, just the pass was underthrown. That wasn't anything Swinger could do about that one. But they hustle right up to the line of scrimmage, something I'm sure February was not expecting.
Minden has not been a good passing team against competitive teams for a long time. I'm sure they're going to try to get better here. And now they're back to that double wing. They'll turn and hand it off into the hands of Ryan Cremosta, I think, has slid into the ball game. And Cremosta will bring it up to the 40-yard line, maybe just across the 40. It's going to be a pickup of four, and it'll be third down and 6.
You know, that's one of those, a quarterback, Kissinger, leading the way, does just a quick little toss to the Cremosta, then he actually leads the way up into the hole, good pickup of 5.
So third down now all of a sudden here for Minden at their own 40-yard line out of the shotgun. Kissinger to throw, and it is going to be incomplete as he overthrew Ryan Cremosta out in the flat. They weren't trying to go deep on either one of their pass patterns. Both of them were 5-yard routes, one underthrown, one overthrown. And it'll be punting time after getting a first down on the first play from Carson Bloom of 12 yards. Then 3 more plays and they're out. So the teams will exchange punts. 7:17 to go first quarter. Scoreless here in Minden. And it'll be fourth down and 6. Ball at their own 40-yard line. Minden doesn't drop their punter back first thing here. They line up as if they were going to go for it. And then they drop back into that punting formation. Try to get somebody to jump, maybe. Jack Rafferty is the punter. He'll stand at the 25. And a good snap. The boot is away, and a beautiful punt, and it's going to sail over the return man's head, but it might make it into the end zone, and it did. That is a 60-yard bomb with a mile-an-hour wind here tonight at Minden, and the ball will come out to the 20-yard line. He got all of that one. It turned over as a beautiful spiral.
Yeah, just a rocket off his foot. Doug, it's interesting in that situation. Had they gotten somebody to jump, you'd have probably been in that, you know, a half, a third a yard from on a fourth down then. Would you have went for it there at midfield here in the first quarter? Doubt you would have, but it certainly would have put Sam Dunn, made him think a little bit.
So Fairbury will take over for the second time here. First down and 10 at their 20-yard line, exactly where they started on the opening kickoff. They moved the ball all the way inside the 40 of Minden in fairly short fashion, but then a holding penalty kind of shut things down, and a sack, a couple of sacks that time do the same thing. And Simpson takes the snap under pressure. He'll throw it out here into the flat, and diving forward, it's going to be incomplete, out of bounds, past Clay Medina. And again, some good pressure in the backfield. That time, Derek Kissinger was coming in on a blitz and just to back out to the quarterback. So they have elected to try and throw the ball more than they have run the ball. And Simpson has some time, but he just hasn't been able to find his receivers.
Well, Quinn Rutt was closing in right behind that receiver, so they're taking almost a perfect pass there to get a completion.
Simpson now in that shotgun formation, man in motion right to left. They will fake the handoff there and go straight up the middle, and Reyes has nowhere to go. He is stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. And
Alex Nielsen, Doug, just swallowed him up, number 72, I believe. Good play by him, shedding that block and right there to make the tackle.
So that'll bring up third down and 10 now here for the Fairbury Jets in a scoreless first quarter on the opening night of the 2011 football season on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Elm Creek. And on third down, 4 wideouts. Simpson, a 3-step drop out of the shotgun, wants to go deep, now has to step up and run. He'll avoid one man, has enough for the first down, gets to the 40, and out to the 40, or excuse me, the 30, and out to the 31-yard line is where he will be dropped. With the scrambling ability, all the pressure's coming from the outside, Tony. There is room in the middle to run, and we've seen that a couple of times now for Fairbury, and that'll be their third first down.
Yeah, Simpson, for somebody that big that sits back there in the pocket, when he escapes, he is awful quick and just gets away and finds a hole to the outside. And he got one more block that could have been a real big play.
He's had a 12-yard run and a 16-yard run, and he's 2 of 3 through the air for 19 yards. Now they'll go trips to the left side. And the snap, we've got a penalty flag inside draw to Johnson, and Johnson's going to be swallowed up there by Jack Rafferty after about a 5-yard gain, but I think you're going to get illegal motion, illegal shift. Those wideouts, when they came tripped to the left side, did not look like they were set, and immediately the flag came out. This will be the second penalty here in the opening quarter on the Jeffs.
Quinn Rutt getting up a little bit slowly. Looked like his back of his legs got rolled up on a little bit. Number 65 for the Whippets over there. Looks like he's all right, going to shake it off and stay in there.
And tonight you have a football game between two of the unique nicknames in the state of Nebraska, Whippets and Jeffs. Obviously the Jeffs, the only one in the state, and I think maybe the only one in the country that I know of, and the Whippets also the only one in the state of Nebraska. So unique for these two schools, and so far they are scoreless midway through the first quarter. As the clock runs again after the 5-yard penalty, which will push the ball back to the Fairbury 26-yard line. Scoreless here with 5:45 and counting in the first quarter.
The Jeffs, of course, come from Jefferson County. That's where they derive that nickname from. It's the little strange man on Monopoly as well, I was told earlier.
Well, that is their mascot, yes. It's a cartoon character, Tony. It's a quarterback drop for Simpson. Brings it around the left side. Nowhere to go, and he is going to be brought down despite that hold after a short gain. Across the 30, out to about the 32. Decision time here for Minden. It could be second down and 12, or it could be first down and about 25. And I would think they're going to push him back. But it's a little bit different when you've got a kid like Simpson that can get the ball downfield. And one thing, Tony, I've noticed is that they're trying to get downfield. Not a lot of short. They had that one short pass that looked like they were going to try and set something up on the first drive that they completed for 1 yard. But if they wanted to go short routes, he's got the time. But it looks like they're trying to go 10, 15 yards downfield, and they just can't get open.
You know, both of the holds tonight have been right. I mean, when Coach Edson sees them on film, he's going to shake his head and say, that was a real easy call, guys. We can't do that. It's right out in the open. There's no one else around you. You can't do that. I don't care if it's opening night or the ninth week of the season.
And so they will accept the penalty, and that brings up first and 25 all the way inside the 20 at the 17. And Simpson back to pass. Pump fake wants to go deep down the right side, and it's going to be underthrown, but was a great catch made. I'm still waiting for the signal. It looks like they are going to give him the catch, Tony.
Yeah, but there's a flag way back here where we started, Doug. The receivers never got set. The same official on the Minden side of the field said a real easy call. The flag came out immediately. So
Taylor Merchant made a great catch, but the officials, they were waving their arms, but they weren't really above their head. They weren't at their waist, so you couldn't tell if they were saying incomplete or a catch. And it doesn't matter because there's going to be another penalty here. And penalties and turnovers are the big things on opening night. And, you know, the last couple of years, our opening night game, Tony, it hasn't been that bad with penalties. Then we don't bring it up in the pregame tonight, and here's what happens. It's
go.
The fourth penalty of the first quarter on Fairbury, and they're getting closer to the wrong end zone.
Yeah, you're going backwards here, and you need something good, and something good right here, I think. You know, you got the big play opportunity. You're sure to pick up this first down. But at the same time, I think you need to get it back out to the 25, 30-yard line, kick this thing away, and say, okay, guys, let's put our defense out there. Let's regroup as an offense.
So illegal motion again. Or illegal shift, and that's three straight penalties. The ball all the way back at the 11-yard line, first and 30. It's our first and pack of lunch. Usually it's third and pack of lunch, but Fairbury has got a long way to go. They've got to get all the way out to the 43-yard line, and back to pass. Simpson has time, throws it underneath right. It's complete, 15-20, and shoved out of bounds around the 21-yard line. Tony, that was a little trickeration there, if you want to, because either the kids ran the wrong route or that was an illegal pick because they were almost holding hands. They were standing right next to each other.
Yeah, there were two of them. I got to think they just ran. One of them ran the wrong route. You want two people in an area within a yard and a half of one another, but they turn it up, pick up some positive yards. John Barton runs them out of bounds.
9-yard gain. We'll call it second down and 21 now. Quick snap, Simpson. All passer comes Rafferty on the blitz. Flushes him out of the pocket, but now he's got some room if he can get to the outside, but he cannot get to the outside, and he'll be wrapped up after a short gain. Simpson put down across the 23-yard line. A gain of a couple. It'll bring up third down and 20.
Well, Kissinger's going to finish him off, but before he can get there, Carmosta comes out and just takes his legs out from under him. Good good job of wrapping up by Ryan Kermose and just jerked his legs out. Down he goes.
Seems on the run blocking, Fairbury's been very good. On the pass blocking, maybe not so much.
Well, that time they had a blitz by Rafferty. He came through absolutely untouched, and he got away from that blitz, but coming back the other side just had too many people over here in purple jerseys.
Still scoreless. It's 3rd and 20. Simpson back to pass. Pump fake now has some time. Nobody to throw to. Rolls to his right. Finally lets it go. It's complete at the 41-yard line, but short of the first down. So running, and finally getting it to Chad Medina, it looks like, over there. But it's going to be 4th down and about 2 yards to go. And so they had about 1st and 31, and they picked up a ton of it. But it is going to be 4th down and short. And you can't roll the dice here. You did a good job of picking up some yardage. You got to punt this ball away.
Yeah, Bloom's over there on the coverage, and that's one thing Bob Jensen says. It's just, if you give them that much time, high school kids have a very, very difficult time covering people. That's what they did this time.
And Medina gets back in punt formation. The ball at the 41. It's going to be a fake. He takes off to the right side. He's tripped up. He dives. He doesn't get it. He's pushed out of bounds right in front of the Fairbury bench, and he got tripped up right away coming into the backfield there. The Whippets got a hand on him and tripped up his momentum. So Fairbury decided to roll the dice, and now they give good field position over to the Whippets.
Doug, you've got a little bit of his history with Rod Edson. He was up in the North Loop area for quite a few years, if people remember that name from him being up there around the Glenn Snodgrass time. Is that correct?
Yeah, he had a state championship with North Loop Scotia in 1994. Glenn Snodgrass, who's starting his coaching career in York tonight after being in Overton, was on that championship team. Now here goes Minden, 1st down. And 10, and here's the inside handoff to Bloom over the right tackle. Got room, 30, 25, down to the 20. Another big play for Carson Bloom. First down here for the Whippets. That ball moves from the 42-yard line, and they'll mark it inside the 20 at about the 19-yard line. So 23 on the carry.
Yeah, Bloom comes out. Now Spear goes in, but more speed. They never lose that speed factor with those guys interchanging. And big play for the Whippets, and that Edson's got to be shaking his head.
They line Bloom up in the left wing. They bring him around the right side, usually always brings somebody in motion, and now they go 4 wide shotgun here for the quarterback, Derek Kissinger, and he gets him to jump. Hard count, got Fairbury to jump offside.
I think they might have got Minden on the left tackle over there, might have moved a leg, it looked like, and I think right away Kissinger put his head back like, that's on us. We'll see what the officials say.
I think this is one of those, Tony, where one had the offside, one had the false start. And usually the false start's the one that wins out. Our referee says no, it is offsides on Fairbury, their 5th penalty of the first quarter.
Yeah, that's just a, you know, it's the two guys right over the football, too. So another head scratcher saying, guys, you got to move when the ball moves. That's what you're focused on, especially when you're those two guys up there.
2:40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, but Minden is on the move. First down and 10 at the first down and 5, we'll say, at the 11-yard line. And here's the pitch into the backfield to Spear over the left side. Got a hold of the 10 to the 5, and he will be brought down into the end zone for the touchdown. Spear brought down as he crosses the goal line. And a touchdown for Minden with 2:24 to go here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, Jeff's really going for fakes because that was a pretty he got a head of steam build up, and then he just momentum just carries himself into the end zone. So good job of blocking out there by that left side of that offensive line. Good job, guys, of getting into the end zone. And Coach Edson, you can see him over there pretty disgusted right now, knowing, boy, they should have had a lot further to go had we not shot ourselves in the foot.
Line up for the extra point. Waste no time. Straight ahead kick is going to be up and in. Not a lot on it, but good enough for Derek Kissinger. And with 2:24 to go, first quarter, Minden strikes first, 7-0 over Fairbury. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank.
head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. And Minden ready to kick it off after the 16-yard touchdown run. It's going to be, again, a short kick this time in the shade. It's picked up at the 20, 25 on the near side. Looking for some running room. Makes a man miss at the 30 out to the 35-yard line. It's Davian Snyder, and that's where he will be tripped up. On the opening kickoff, the sun was a little brighter. He fumbled the ball and kind of had to fall on it this time. He's able to get about 15 yards on the return, and Fairbury will get their best starting field position at their own 35, trailing 7-0 with 2:17 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it looked like Rafferty had an opportunity, but Snyder put a little move on him, and right around him he went for another 6 or 8 yards.
Again, the story is quarterback Trent Simpson. He has got the yardage on the ground and through the air, but just not enough to move the ball, and they have 4 offensive penalties that have really killed them. Stopped both of their drives, 3 on the last drive. Trips to the right side. One man set up in the wing, and rolling that way is going to be Simpson. Still has time. Pump fake now throws, and it is incomplete. Give Minden secondary some credit here. Yes, Simpson's not pulling the trigger, but boy, he just doesn't see what he likes out there and had to lead his man there just a little too much. And Reyes never had a chance at it. It'll be 2nd down and 10.
You know, Spears right on his hip, though. I mean, if he's going to complete that pass, Doug, to the outside right in front of their bench, it's got to be a perfect pass, and if you overshoot it by 6 inches or a foot, it flies out of bounds just like that one did.
After one quarter, Elm Creek and Burwell are scoreless just up the road at Elm Creek. Again, if you've got a number, text it to us, 308-646-0506. If you've got a score, 308-646-0506 to the Valentino's hotline. Out of the shotgun, Simpson, man in motion. He wants to go quarterback draw, but it was too slow developing, and he took a step forward and his drop there. That wasn't too tough for Landon Lemke and company to bring him down. Faked the handoff, but he was flat-footed, and when he took one step, there were 3 purple jerseys, Tony.
Well, Simpson, they're keying on Simpson so much. He carries out that fake. There's absolutely nobody paying attention to that running back. That's something they must have caught on film and said, Simpson's the main ball carry. Let's zero in on him and stop him. The running back carries out the fake, and he's 8 yards by himself and no one else around him. Had he gotten the ball, that could have been a big play around the left side.
3rd down and 11 now, and back to passes. Simpson, here comes the rush. They'll try and set up a screen. This time it is complete to Reyes. He's out to the 40, but brought down there. He'll get 6 yards. He needed 11. It'll be 4th down and 5.
Yeah, Carlson right there on the coverage runs him down. Got away for just a second, but Carlson right there, and then Rafferty's coming right behind him, along with Carson Bloom.
You can see some real good speed here from the Minden Whippets, and it is what is the difference so far in this football game. The 3rd punt coming up now for Clay Medina, actually the 2nd. They tried to fake it last time on 4th down and 2 and didn't get it. That led to Minden's touchdown. Spear back deep, and Medina waits for the snap. Good snap. Rugby kick to the right side. It's a line drive taken and dropped at the 27. Picked up by Spear, trying to get to the right side. It does. 30, 35, 40, 45. He'll run out of real estate, and he's tripped up right at midfield. In on the tackle for the Fairbury Jeffs, Cody Welsh, but a good return for Spear.
Doug, another quick scoring update. Kearney has taken a 7-0 lead over Columbus. Smith, a 6-yard touchdown run.
So that's a
6:30 left in the first on that one.
That's a 38-yard punt and a return of about 23 yards, so right at midfield here for Minden with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading Fairbury on opening night by a score of 7-0. Bloom in mini motion is what we call it out of that double wing. Goes right over his center. There's a cut block. He gets into Fairbury territory for a gain of about 3, and it'll be 2nd down and 7.
Jason Peterson in a stop for the Jets that time. Once again, Doug, there seems to be running room about those first 3 yards. They're not having to fight anyway through the line. I mean, they're just, boom, there's a hole there.
Looks like a sideline warning here maybe for the Minden Whippets to stay back. And while all that confusion is going on, the clock will run out here in the first quarter of play. After one on opening night, Minden 7, Fairbury nothing. And we'll be back with second quarter action on Classic Hits after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go Whippets!
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back. Let's tell you that at the end of the first quarter of play, your score is 7-0 in favor of Minden, scoring out a 16-yard Jared Spear touchdown run. Fairbury looked very good on the opening drive, took it from their own 20 inside the 40-yard line of Minden, then were called for a hold, which would have been 3rd and 1. Instead, it was 2nd down at about 15. They forced a punt, and then penalties after that really hurt them. 5 penalties in the first quarter, for a total of 35 yards on Fairbury, no penalties on Minden.
Doug, a couple more scores to pass along. Hastings 14, Schuyler 0, McCook 14, Scotts Bluff 0. And then here, of course, 7-0, Minden leads over Fairbury. Loomis has taken a 20-0 lead over Harvard. That's at the end of the first, along with Kearney High now leading Columbus 7-0 as well.
And Burwell has just scored to take a 7-0 lead over Elm Creek in the first minute of the second quarter. Here it is 2nd down and 7 for Minden at the Fairbury 46-yard line on the opening play of quarter number 2. Out of the double wing, Bloom in motion from left to right, and they'll go with an inside trap play this time, and there's Cremosta with some room to the left corner. 40, 35, he steps out of a tackle, and he's gone. Touchdown, Ryan Cremosta! The first play of the second quarter puts Minden up 13-0.
Well, Doug, the defensive end on the right side, I'll try and get a number for you. I have to wait till the next possession. He overran the play. Once he did that, there was nobody on the outside. One linebacker left all alone over there, and Caleb Amundson, he couldn't run him down. He got the corner and off of the race as he went.
So that'll make your score 13-0, and now Kissinger will line up for the extra point. Carson Bloom, 3 carries, 38 yards. Cremosta, 2 carries, 50 yards. Spear, 1 carry, 16 yards. They have attempted 1 pass, and it was incomplete, or 2 passes, and they were both incomplete from Kissinger. And now they are running the ball right through Fairbury. Kissinger with the extra point, the placement down. The soccer-style kick hits the left upright and about takes out the umpire, who had no idea that it was coming for his melon. 11:49 to go. First half a play. Minden 13, Fairbury nothing. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And we're ready for another Minden kickoff, this time moving from south to north after leading it by a score of 13-0. And this will be a little pooch kick that is taken at the 26-yard line near the Fairbury sideline up to the 30, the 35, and then being pushed out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. So Fairbury is getting a little bit better with their kick returns, but that time Minden, they all huddle up. Then sometimes they fake the onside kick and then run out and get into the regular formation. That time it wasn't an onside kick, but they just ran out of that bunch and pooched it. And Fairbury got up there and tricks up the sleeve. I think Minden may have more trick plays on special teams than they have offensive plays. Sam Dunn, as you heard in the pregame, they really run six plays, but they do it out of different motions, different sets out of that double wing, and you just have to be able to stop them and block it. And right now, Fairbury not doing that, and they need something good to happen here for the Jeffs. Down 13-0, just underway in the second quarter. Simpson, quarterback draw as he faked the belly dive. He'll bring it up to the 44-yard line, a gain of four.
Yeah, Simpson runs very, very well. He stayed very low to the ground that time. You know, it's a pickup of three. You know, the things they've been running into, pick up almost, you know, a good four, I guess. You know what, Doug? When you're doing that, so many times this team saw a penalty puts them back. It's first and 15 or it's second and, you know, it's second and 12 or, I mean, things like that. They're putting them in a position to succeed a little bit, second and five or six.
Seven carries, 30 yards, and two of those are sacks for Simpson. And this time he'll hand it up over the right side, and just not much there for Reyes. He gets across the 45. They give him a pretty good spot out to the 47, so we'll say it's a gain of three, and that means it's going to be third down and a long three.
You know, even when they run the football, they send two receivers deep, and Isaac Carlson and Bloom both out there on the coverage. Well, I mean, the receivers take those two guys out of the play. You know, Fairbury could break through that middle a little bit. It's one of those that could be a real big play.
Fairbury was 5 of 7 through the air in the first quarter for Simpson, but when they had first and 32, it just didn't result in much. And now here's a handoff again over the right side, and the ball was fumbled. It's in the open field, and Minden has it. Rafferty covers it for the Whippets. Losing his helmet as he came around the right side for Fairbury was Josh Johnson. He was very close to being down, and the ball popped out, and Rafferty covers it on the first turnover of the game.
Yeah, Johnson, I don't know, he just got upended out there, and he's up in the air, kind of twisted upside down. The ball shoots out. He hits the ground thinking, what just happened to me, I think. Good job by the Whippets, though, swarming to the football. Rafferty comes out with it, and they're in business again here on the Jeff's side of the field.
Now, that would be interesting if we had instant replay, because I think Johnson might have been down. One of those where his elbow hit the ground, and that's what caused the ball to pop out. Nonetheless, it's high school, and Minden has the ball. Kissinger back to pass, looking deep, throws over the middle. He's got Lemke, who can't quite get back to it. He had double coverage, and it was well thrown, just not a perfect connection that time, and incomplete.
Yeah, Tyler Ty right there, along with number 9, I believe, Tyler Fishback. Yeah, double coverage underneath him and just threw it to the outside and let Lemke try and make a play on it, but couldn't come up with a football.
So the ball is at the Fairbury 47-yard line, and the Jeffs have to find a way to get a stop here because the momentum is all on Minden's side, leading it 13-0 with 10:22 to go in the first half of play. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. On second down and 10, here is a pitch to Spear, and he doesn't get anywhere. That's a good play that time by the Fairbury defense. William Ebke came in and got him right at the line of scrimmage. He falls forward for a yard. It's 3rd and 9.
Yeah, you saw a big guy there, and Ebke fire through the line and then wrap his legs up. He went in, tackled very, very low, just took his ankles right out from under him.
Carson Bloom comes out of the football game.
Yeah, walking very gingerly, too, and grabbing his left ankle there.
Well, and you've got to remember it's not cold out there, so you've got to give these guys a little bit of a break. Bloom plays on both sides. Got to get a little hydration in them. And Kissinger is going to be in a shotgun formation on 3rd and 9 at the Fairbury 46. Looks left, throws underneath. He's got a man complete at the 38. And breaking the tackle and getting the first down is John Barton to the 35-yard line. The pass was thrown short of the first down marker, but Barton was able to shed the tackler and make the gain of 11 yards and move the chains on the first completed pass tonight for Minden.
Yeah, I think it was Tyler Ty was right there trying to keep him from getting a first down, and Barton just shakes his shoulders and just flies. Ty flies off of him. He's able to pick up the first down.
And Coach Edson's saying Tyler Ty has been injured. He would have been their number one running back. Maybe that's really where they're missing him, He's one of their best players. There's a fullback dive this time for Minden, and getting a little surge between the guards is going to be Jack Rafferty, and he'll take it to the 31-yard line, pick up about four on the play.
Edson's son, a junior on that Jeff team, number two, Zach Edson. So one of those coach-son relationships for the Jeffs.
13-0 Minden, 9 minutes to go, first half. A 16-yard Jared Spear run, a 46-yard Ryan Cremosta run, and it is second down and six to go at the 31-yard line of the Jeffs. Here's a toss sweep left side. Cremosta, same play he scored on, and he'll get a first down, 25-20, pushed out of bounds at the 17-yard line, a gain of 14 more for Cremosta.
It's almost like they've got him outnumbered over there when they're on. They get the short side of the field, and boom, they just get that corner and seal it off, and it's just big play after big play. I think Coach Edson probably look at shifting somebody else over there because they're just outnumbered.
Fairbury's trying to get some people in, and Minden wants to go no huddle. They're not going to be set. They probably could have used a timeout here, and so Kissinger is going to hand it to Bloom from the left to the right side, and we've got penalty flag. That's going to be a illegal block on Minden, whether they call it a hold or whether they call it a clip. It doesn't matter. You will see a clip on this because everybody is so drawn in, you can actually block somebody in the back on a run. But this will be the first penalty of the ball game on Minden.
Well, that was, you know, the penalty's on the outside there. Cremosa's asked to knock that guy out of the way, and the guy's getting around him, going to make the tackle. So you just grab him for a little bit too long, and two flags come out.
Score updates brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Hastings 21, Schuyler nothing at the end of one. Adams Central 13, Sydney nothing at the end of one quarter of play. Burwell had a 7-0 lead over Elm Creek in the first minute of the second quarter. Here it's 13-0 Minden, and after the holding penalty, it backs them all the way to the 28-yard line, first at about 22 now. Out of the shotgun formation, Kissinger, a little swing pass out of the flat to Rafferty, and he goes nowhere. He is stuck immediately, and they're actually going to lose yards on the play. Good defense that time.
I think it's Medina, isn't it? Number 22? Yeah, it is Medina over there. Just fights off a block and boom, he's right there.
So that'll be back to the 32-yard line, actually losing three on the completed pass.
Doug, at the end of one, Dorchester leads Silver Lake 14-6. And I said 7-7. Kearney High did block the point after attempt, so it is 7-6. Kearney High leads Columbus, but the gap is narrowed there.
Second and about 25 now for the Whippets, who go spread formation out of the shotgun, two to the wide side, the left side, and Kissinger drops back to pass, fly pattern. He's got Bloom, complete, 10, 5, touchdown, Carson Bloom. What a pass from Kissinger, right over his shoulder, and Bloom had the man beat by a half step, but it was a perfect pass from the senior quarterback, Derek Kissinger, and it's 19-0, Minden.
Tyler Ty was the man you're talking about. Doug, he's running maybe a half a step, but the pass was so perfect that time. Great pass by Kissinger, and his mom just did a cartwheel up here.
So now they'll line up and go for the extra point. It's early enough in the game. You don't think about going for two when you're up by 19-0. Not a lot of power on Kissinger's PATs. Let's see what he does here. He hit the left upright last time. Good snap, and they're going to fake it. Rolling to the right is Bloom. He wants to pass. There's nobody even there. I think there was miscommunication. He looked up, and Wempke got held up at the line of scrimmage, and so he had to just eat it, and the conversion is no good. So with 7:41 to go in the first half, it's Minden 19 and Fairbury nothing, the opening night of the high school football season on Classic Hits.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with you here. A little bit of a surprise, 19-0 Minden on opening night.
There's a better kick.
Another kick that's going to drive down to about the 9-yard line, and Fairbury trying to go all the way to the other side of the field is John Reyes. Gets to the corner, and that's where he'll be tripped up as he crosses the 25 and lunges out to near the 30-yard line. Looks like they'll mark it at the 29. And the Jeffs, who had two first downs on their opening drive, only one since, and they trail 19-0. They have a fumble, they have five penalties, and they had the fake punt that didn't work. And Minden has made him pay for every single one of those mistakes tonight.
Yeah, Doug, and there's a sophomore stepping up and contributing on special teams, and Jonas Lovin, Coach Lovin's son out there, so good for him.
So first down and 10, ball marked at the 28-yard line. Simpson out into the flat. The pass is going to be complete to Reyes. He'll get to the 35, and a good open field tackle by Carson Bloom. Stick it out across to the 36-yard line, a gain of about 8. That's what I was talking about. Simpson has time. They've got to find the plays like that that are going to move the chains. If it's going to take him two or three plays, that's fine. They're actually going to mark it back at the 35-yard line, say his knee was down. We'll call it a gain of 7, second down and 3.
Yeah, pretty well thrown ball that time. That was the best crisp pass we've saw tonight.
Out of the pistol, they'll fake the inside handoff, give it to Johnson, who has a little bit of a hole and gets the first down to the 40-yard line. That's really the best delayed play that we've seen Fairbury gain any yards on. Usually when they fake it one place or do too much misdirection, Minden's all over it, but this time a 5-yard gain and the first down of the second quarter here for Fairbury.
Yeah, Barnett's our center, and up there doing some rotating in right now. They wanted to keep him fresh. He's their heavyweight wrestler. He's up on that line. He's at the guard position right now.
And on the blitz from the outside, here comes Rutt, and he's going to get the sack. Quinn Rutt saw it all along, but Trent Simpson, who was looking the other way, got blindsided, and Minden's third defensive sack of the night will drop it back at the 34-yard line, a loss of 6, second down and 16.
Well, he comes from a left defensive end position. You got one guy over there, and that's Reyes, a pretty good athlete. And Reyes, he just goes right around him, and Simpson saying, a little help here, please. A little help, slow him down. We could have a big play there.
So Fairbury's offense looks good at times, and then something like that happens, and this time they will hand it off up the middle. Big hole, 40, 45, and out to the 50-yard line, very close to the first down, is going to be Reyes. John Reyes is right at midfield, and they may have to bring the chains out for the first time.
Spear and Carmosa bring him down, but the damage had been done. Big play that time on the ground for the Jeffs.
And it will be enough for the first down. Mark it at the Minden 49-yard line. That's the best run play yardage-wise tonight for the running backs. Simpson had a couple of runs on plays he had to tuck it up on. So maybe Fairbury has figured something out here. Can they get things going? They probably need to get on the board here before halftime. You don't want to go in down 3 scores. It's not like they've played horribly, but Minden has been very advantageous offensively. Simpson going to hand it off. Reyes trying the sweep to the left side, and he's going to lose two. They're back in Jeff territory at the 49.
That's Quinn Rutt again on the outside. He's got outside contained, flows from that linebacker position, simply denied him getting around the corner.
And our man Paul Carlson in on that one as well, Tony.
Yes, you haven't called that name a lot tonight, but he certainly's got a nose for the football. We know that from games we did last year, just a junior.
A lot of motion. Simpson takes it. He's going to go quarterback draw. He's going to get back into Minden territory to the 48, but around his legs right away, Carlson also on the bottom of the pile. Parker Ayers didn't let him get anywhere. He'll get back the yardage that they just lost, so it'll be third down, and we'll call it 9 yards to go.
Ayers, good job that time of shedding the block. He's a two-year starter this is his second year starting for the Whippets. He started at center a year ago for him.
And we're going to have a timeout on the field, our first of the ball game, with 4:41 to go in the first half of play. Minden 19 and Fairbury nothing. 3rd and 9 facing the Jeffs at the Minden 48 when we come back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop.
That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 4:41 to go, first half, 19-0 Minden. Fairbury taking their first time out of the ball game. They face a 3rd-and-9 at the Whippet 48-yard line. Desperate need of getting something positive done here. And back to pass. Oh, it was going to be a fake, and they sacked him. Quinn Rutz got him again. The fourth sack of the night for the Minden defense. It looked like they were trying to maybe set up a double pass, Tony, and it would have worked. But the man he was trying to get it to, I believe Davian Snyder, wasn't behind the line of scrimmage. The man they sent downfield was wide open. And I believe that was Reyes. I'm trying to catch that number. But the man that they sent downfield was wide, wide open. And so the trick play doesn't work. Simpson gets sacked. That'll be 4th-and-16.
Yeah, Quinn Rutt gets credit for that sack. And Jeremy Johnson was right there as well. Very, very fast in the football.
So here's the punt. And this one's a pretty good one. Not anywhere near Spear. He lets it bounce. He's trying to decide whether to pick it up. Does very late at the 15. Makes one man miss. And then tackled by Caleb Amundson back there at about the 16-yard line. Nice punt that time of 39, 40 yards.
But now you've got exactly what you want if you're Sam Dunn. You're saying, okay, we got 4 minutes, guys. We're not a throwing offense. We're more of a throwing offense this year than we ever have been in the past. That's fine. But you know what? We're ahead 19 to nothing. I'd be surprised if there's any trickery at all here. I mean, they're going to run their offense, hand this ball off, and try and get 6 yards a crack and get this to halftime and say, hey, that was a great first half, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything to give Fairbury a chance here with 3:50 to go in the first half. They do need to get a couple of first downs. And on the first play, there's the fullback dive to Rafferty, and he is running over Tyler Ty, who's holding on and brings him down at the 20-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4, 2nd-and-6.
You know, it'll be interesting to see how this Fairbury team responds, you know, not only on this series but the rest of the game. You're coming off a 3-6 season. You had such great high expectations coming in here thinking, hey, we're going to get a win against Minden, really jump-start us. Now things haven't went your way.
So it'll be 2nd-down as Kissinger comes up under center. 2 wideouts, and he's going to go quarterback draw. This might have been a busted play. He just takes it over the left side, gets to the 25, stacked up there close to the first down marker. Kind of amazing one-on-3. Kissinger really won the battle there, but the secondary and the defensive backs like Seth James had to come up and make the tackle.
I think there are five white jerseys at the end of that play and 2 more closing very quickly.
Have to check out who number 12 is, Tony. We've got a pair of 13s on our roster here, but no 12 for Fairbury, who is in the football game out here on the right side as a corner. And so they're going to say it was enough for a first down and move the sticks here on Derek Kissinger's first run of the ball game. Now they line him up in pass formation, so maybe with a 19-point cushion, they figure they got something to work with. Kissinger throws it as far as he can. He's looking for Spear, who got behind his man but is overthrown at the Fairbury 40-yard line. Spear with a little stop-and-go route there, and he got his man to stop and then had a couple steps on him. But Kissinger, I think, just threw it about as far as he could throw it. He really reared back on that one, incomplete.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Spear, Tyler Merchant, number 80, was out there. Their X receiver on offense was out there on the outside trying to cover him. He was beaten deep, though.
That'll bring up 2nd-and-10. Again, out of the shotgun, 4 wideouts with one man in the backfield with Kissinger. He's still checking his armband for the correct play, and he'll finally take the snap, trying to set up a screen, and he's got it to Jack Rafferty. Makes a great catch at the 30, lowers his shoulder, runs over about 35, 40, 43-yard line. Pure power from the fullback. Jack Rafferty moved the chains and another first down.
Yeah, Tanner Speck brings him down, but Rafferty's running very, very hard. Now you got out to midfield almost. You're seeing a little bit of a sense of urgency thinking 226, hey, maybe we can go down and get one in here before half.
Well, they've got all the momentum right now on Minden's sideline. They've got all three timeouts. It's a 17-yard completion up to the 43-yard line. Back to pass again, Kissinger. He's going to float it out here for Bloom. Caught at the 35, 30, gone. Breaks the tackle, looks back at everybody. There's 21 men behind him, and that means there's nobody ahead of him. Second touchdown reception for Carson Bloom. 57 yards, and it's 25-0 with it.
Talk about floating the ball down the field, Doug. That was not an actual zip. There was no zip on that football. He waited for his receiver, got ready to make the break, and just floated it out there. And then he had one man to beat, and as soon as he stepped out of that tackle, everybody, like you said, all 21 were behind him, and he basically walked into the end zone. They'll go for two here and to try and get a couple of those points back. Now they had too many people out there, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Now I suppose you kick the thing.
And let's see what the referee has to say here. Yeah, it looked like somebody got out of the huddle late, but it's not a penalty if there's only 10 guys on the field. But it looks like there is 11, so I think too many men on the field, but we haven't seen an indication yet from our referee of what the penalty flag is. 2:09 to go here in the first half. It is 25-0 Minden.
I certainly did not see 25-0 Minden. Is that what they're going to call it?
Yeah, too many men on the field for Minden.
It looks like there's no T going in there. They're going to run their offense here from the 8-yard line or 7.5 or whatever you call it here.
So they will send twins out to the right side. Rafferty in the backfield there with Kissinger. No, that's going to be Paul Carlson in the backfield. Twins to the left, including Lemke in the slot. Now they'll send Cremosta in motion right to left and give him trips. Looking right, one-on-one, throw a jump ball into the end zone for Schwenka. It is juggled around, and he cannot quite come down with it. It was well defended back there, Tony, by the Jeffs. And so the PAT no good with 2:09 to go. First half, Minden 25, Fairbury nothing. Back in a minute on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Minden ready to kick it off again as Kissinger tees it up on the 40-yard line. A line drive kick down the middle that bounces at the 13, and now it's being booted around, finally picked up at the 6-yard line. And looking for some room to the left side, 10, 15, penalty flags, 20, 25, 30, and oh, there's going to be a late hit on Minden, or not. I don't see a flag. There it is. There's the flag. Davian Snyder hit the ball carrier, or David Snyder was hit by Jared Spear. Kind of the whistle blew. He's already into the, not a launch mode, but he was already lowering his shoulder, and it looked bad, so that's why the flag came out.
So a pretty easy call in hindsight looking at the play. He looked like he stepped out of bounds. The whistle blows. He takes about three more steps, and then, boom, the collision occurs.
If but this is a one-point game.
But they got a hold well before that. So
if this was a one-point game, then maybe Coach Dunn's going nuts, and he's having a word, but it was on the other sideline, the Fairbury sideline. But since you're up 25-0, you'll look at this on film and go, nice smack there, Jared Spear, who's had a good football game. So let's see how they work these two penalty flags off. The hold, or clip, was back around the 21-yard line, and Snyder has had a little bit, and he's just a sophomore. He's quick, but he's just a sophomore. He's had trouble handling a couple of the kickoffs. So there'll be a hold on Fairbury, and then there'll be a late hit on the Minden Whippets. So you'll back him up 10 yards from where the hold was, and then you'll come up 15 yards for the late hit.
That'd be plus five for the Jeffs, right?
Yeah, so it'll be about the 27-yard line when it's all said and done. 1:59 to go here for Fairbury. They've got two timeouts. They have been able to throw the ball at times, but they have not completed a deep pass. Even the two 18-yard receptions were over the middle and about 9 or 10 yards after the catch. Trying to set up a screen. Cremosto applies the pressure. It's out there and complete. Nice catch, but nowhere to go. Reyes is wrapped up. Carlson and Rafferty in there causing the commotion. Carlson got in, then Rafferty made the tackle.
And, you know, and Kissinger's right there as well, Doug. There just seems to be, I'm sure if you're one of the Jets out there, you're saying, are they playing with 15 people? Because there's purple jerseys all over the place.
That is a 5-yard loss on a completed pass back to the 23-yard line, second and 15. And this is not what the Jets were expecting. They got off to such a good start, and then penalties killed them, and they lost all momentum. Simpson back to pass, has all day, and just eats it. He's just got nobody to throw it to, and this time the sack comes into the hands of Jeremy Johnson, the fifth sack of the first half. And sometimes they're completing the passes, and sometimes they're getting sacked. 5 sacks in the first half, Tony. And now Minden calls a timeout on defense because it'll be third down at about 20.
Well, Christian Zwink is there as well. You mentioned Johnson. Rafferty's there again. A lot of purple jerseys. That's interesting. 1:09 left. You know, I thought maybe Coach Edson would say, let's run this football, run this clock out and regroup. But Minden says a couple negative plays, now third and long. Well, let's see if they can punt it. Maybe we put a little pressure on it. Who knows?
Well, with the score the way it is, I don't know how much strategy that you would use. I mean, you've got 7 more football games. You've got another half here. It doesn't matter if you get beat 42-0 or 25-15 on opening night. Fairbury's got to keep doing what they're doing. They're not into a point where a mistake here is really going to change the tide of the ball game. You're down 25-0. You didn't expect to be down 25-0. You know you shouldn't be down 25-0 is probably the key over there for the Fairbury Jets. And you don't want to get rolled out on opening night. Losing on opening night is no fun, but getting rolled is not good either when you got 9 starters back on both sides of the football. They seem to just be a half second away from something big happening. Minden's just a quicker football team, and Simpson's not getting rid of the football. He looks like a kid that could be playing college football and throwing it away. Instead, he's eating the football, and he's taken 5 sacks tonight. And then when he does make a nice 12 or 13-yard completion and it's 3rd and 19, it doesn't do him any good. You're just gaining yards, not moving the sticks. And so 3rd and 19 here for Fairbury, back at their own 19-yard line. 1:09 to go, first half. Minden up 25-0. And Simpson's just going to run it up the middle here, find a little gap across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. And Minden will call their second timeout after a gain of 6 that time for Trent Simpson. Timeout on the field. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Fairbury getting ready to punt with 1 minute to go in the half. And another nice high punt. Spear goes all the way back, takes it at his 35-yard line. Looking for some blockers. There aren't any. He'll get up to the 40-yard line and be brought down there by Amundsen again. But a nice punt that time from the 24-yard line all the way back to the 30. That's a 46-yard punt.
Well, you've worked on some pass plays all summer long if you're the men and whippets. 2 years ago, you had, well, two pass plays in your whole arsenal. Now you've got a few more. Now you've got a few more with the group of seniors you've got, which could be kind of fun. They kind of spread all over the field.
51 seconds, one timeout here, and we've got whistles before the play. This looks like one of those things where they might have had the wrong football in there because I don't see any flags, or else the chains weren't set, or Fairbury calls timeout maybe. So the referee says Fairbury calls the timeout. They weren't set defensively. And so each team has one timeout remaining here in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll run down the first half stats, bring you some first half highlights as Minden is dominating this football game. What a change in the last quarter and a half because Fairbury came out swinging early, moved their first drive right down the field, and a holding penalty stopped that. Three penalties on their next drive stopped that. A fake punt didn't work, a fumble, and Minden is clicking with a couple of touchdown passes by Derek Kissinger to Carson Bloom and touchdown runs from Ryan Cremosta of 46 yards and Jared Spear of 16 yards. Tony, they really haven't been drives either for Minden. It's four big plays, all touchdowns of 16 yards or farther.
Yeah, but it didn't matter how far away they were. When they got in the open field, every one of those plays, they were gone. If it had been 90-yarders, they had nobody behind them. It wasn't like they were outrunning people. They had one guy to beat. Boom, they got behind them, and your quote was great. 21 guys all chasing him, and there were 10 of those guys chasing him to celebrate with him in the end zone.
So after the timeout, Pete Trausch, by the way, former Minden All-Stater and current UNK Loper, going to join us at the half. He'll be talking with Daddy. Back to pass is Kissinger. Pump fake. They're going down the sideline for Spear, and it's off his hands at the 34-yard line. He was tight rope, and I think he was trying to figure out where he was. But Kissinger really, as we said, he's not going to chuck it 50 yards in the air, but he's been very accurate so far tonight. Ones that haven't been caught haven't been off the mark by much. The first two passes he threw low and high into the sun, and ever since then, pretty accurate.
Real accurate. Probably Spear catches that ball a lot of times.
More scores coming up here at the half as well. Back to pass Kissinger, same play, and this time the ball's thrown out of bounds. The exact same play, and on the coverage is Tyler Fisbeck for the Fairbury Jeffs. 40 seconds to go here in the first half, 25-0 Minden, 3rd and 10.
Yeah, right now, 3rd and 10, do you run it and get the time off the clock? I think that'd probably be the best option here instead of trying something else to get another incomplete pass and then.
Well, Fairbury has done nothing
to worry
the Minden defense right now, so I'm sure they're not worried about it. They're going to go to the air here, I would think, with four wide. Third down and 10 at their own 40. Kissinger back to pass. Looking, hit as he throws. The ball's going to be underthrown. The ball is going to be tipped, and there's five guys in the area, and it bats its way off of three of them. As number three, Isaac Carlson, was the intended receiver. It deflected off of Jared Spear, and you had two defensive backs back there, including Trent Simpson for Fairbury, to bust it up.
Yeah, and that's a problem with that play call because Kissinger takes a big shot right in the gut as he releases that ball by Ty. So some pressure gets on him. He gets up, he's fine, but you don't want to see your quarterback taking shots like that when the score is like it is right now.
Rafferty has punted twice tonight, 60 and 38 yards. And here's his punt away. Pretty good punt again. It's not going to be fielded, and then it takes a hop right out of bounds at around the 27-yard line. So only about a 33-yard punt that time, but no return. And with 27 seconds to go in the half, Fairbury gets the ball back.
That's one of those punts where 33-yarder, if it hops the other way, you're looking at a 40, 45-yard punt if they stay away from it, but turns your left turn signal on and shoots right out of bounds and over in the Minden bench.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, Holstein, Roseland, Norman.
There you go.
I love that highway when there's no cops on it. 27 seconds to go.
Here, knock on some wood.
Campbell. Yeah, I've met him too many times by the hospital. Simpson back to pass. Rolling left, dumps it underneath. It's complete to Johnson, breaks a tackle, 30, 35, 40, enough for the first down and stops the clock out to the 41-yard line with 19 seconds. So a 14-yard completion. Minden, for the first time tonight, kind of missed the tackle there.
yeah, they missed a tackle, but, you know, it's keep everybody in front of you. Those defensive backs are back there. The safety right now, about 16 yards off the ball, and Sam Dunstan, just keep them in front of you. We'll get the halftime to steal. We're in control.
Back to pass Simpson. A couple of plays left in the half. It's swung out here. It's complete to Reyes. He's hit midfield. Tries to make a man miss instead of getting out of bounds to the 45, to the 43-yard line. Stops the clock with 1 second. And I would imagine Fairbury will use their final timeout right here. And they will. 17 yards on the gain for the Fairbury Jeffs. And once again, you kind of look at it as insignificant yardage if they don't do something with this last play of the half. It'll be 1 second to go in the half and 43 yards to cover here. Simpson, I think, has the arms. He'll be looking for a Hail Mary here. It's 25-0 Minden, but a lot of these pass plays have been on long yardage situations. Now they get 31 yards on two little dump-off passes when Minden's just trying to make sure that they don't score.
Yeah, but like you said, Simpson now can take a shot at the end zone and send three receivers down there, fire one up, where before couldn't get it there, but now he should be able to. They can throw the ball 50 yards in the air, put it up high, and let it come down and see what happens.
And maybe be looking for Taylor Merchant to get in there and try and win a jump ball here. They're just not the tallest. It seems not only is Minden a little quicker, they seem a little bit bigger. We knew that. Taller, stronger, and they are winning just about every phase here, especially over the last quarter and a half.
It's a real athletic bunch, Doug. We knew by watching their basketball teams the last couple years, and you've been around them a lot more than I have, but you knew they were good athletes, advancing as far as they could, coming back. A lot of these kids with the speed are seniors this year.
So here we go, last play of the half. Four wideouts, two right, two left, and Simpson is going to go underneath. He's got a completed pass to the 35-30, 25, and just stepping out of bounds is Clay Medina. And that's how the half will end. An 18-yard completion. They were trying to maybe catch Minden putting too many guys back deep, but Minden had it covered. And so that's how the half will end. At the end of the first half of play on the opening night of the 2011 football season, it is the Minden Whippets 25 and the Fairbury Jeffs nothing. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have score updates. We'll talk with Pete Trausch, the Minden native. We'll also be hearing some highlights from the first half, and we'll run down some first half stats. So stay with us. It's Friday Night Football on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM and KKPR.com.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
And welcome back to halftime here at the beautiful Cooper Field in Minden, Nebraska. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer engineer, Stacy John. It is 25-0 Minden here at halftime over Fairbury. Tony, it's a shocker. I wouldn't have thought either team would have this kind of a lead at any point tonight, and you just never know. That's why coaches are always nervous on opening night.
Well, you're right. You got so much hope if you're a Fairbury Jeff. You're coming off a 3-6 season, but you had all these people back, nine on both sides of the football, and you're thinking, you know, this is our year. This is our year. We're going to bounce. We're going to make some noise in the district. It will be interesting to see. I want to see the second half here, the first two series, how this team responds. Let's be honest, that last drive, it didn't. Minden just said, keep them in front of us, guys. they picked up meaningless yardage. Now, you look at the stats, you're going to say, well, Fairbury's on the board. They've scored a couple times. When you look at the yardage totals, really, they haven't done anything.
50 yards, meaningless here in the last 28 seconds and about 45, 50 yards on that opening drive. And that's going to be the bulk of their statistics when we look at them here in just a moment. At the half, let's take a look at our Valentino scoreboard. And they deliver the pizza, we deliver the scores. And Kearney High leading Columbus 7-6 at the half. The difference, the block extra point. Burwell 7, Elm Creek 6. They are also at the half. Holdridge 21 and York nothing. They are at the half. Exeter Milligan 58-0 over Lawrence Nelson. Can that be possible? Elkhorn 13, Waverly 6 of the second quarter. North Platte leading Lincoln High 14-0 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hastings is drumming Schuyler right now by a score of 33-0 with about a minute to go in the first half. Adams Central leading Sydney at halftime 21-0. Ord leading Gothenburg at the half by a score of 6-0. Ravenna leading Donovan Trumbull at the half 14-6. That game currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Garden County leading Southwest at the half by a score of 36-0. Tony, you got any more for us?
Yeah, Loomis beating up on Harvard 38-0 at half. You say that one, and I know you mentioned York and Holdridge. Aurora and Seward 14-7. Do you have that one?
Who's that ahead, Tony?
14-7. Aurora leads.
McCook leading Scott's Bluff at last check 21-0. That though early on, so McCook in good shape there. And again, here at the half, it is Minden 25 and Fairbury nothing. Coming up, we'll take a look at the first half stats of this football game. But when we come back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll talk to a special guest. They're soon to probably name the field after him, Pete Trausch, when we come back after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show right here from Cooper Field in Minden, where Minden's taking a 25-0 lead over the Fairbury Jets. We're pleased to be joined by Minden alum and now a freshman about ready to play his first snap of football, real football. Can you believe that? Pete Trausch joins us. Pete, it's been a long, long time since you've been able to step out between the lines and haven't been feeling any pain or discomfort in the knee.
Nope, not at all. It's all healed up and all the rehab I did, and it's paying off right now.
People want to know, Pete, everybody's asking, where is he going to play? Where is he going to play? Guard? Is it tackle? Where is it?
Right now I'm subbing in for right guard and right tackle. I got two good guys really in front of me right now, so I'll just come in and sub for them.
You knew right away after last year and the disappointment. They thought you'd play last year and had to sit that out. Wayne State's been a thorn in this team's side. Has practices been amped up a little bit? You got the Thursday night go time on TV. I think all of Nebraska will be watching anyway.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. Hope everybody watches it. Yeah, Coach Morris has been pushing us a lot. We lost to him 3 years in a row now, and just everyone wants to win this game before we stop playing them for a while. Just everyone's excited for next Thursday, and should be a good game.
I know everybody's been writing articles. Buck has been one of those people focusing on practice, writing a lot of articles about some of the transfers. Dex Swigert out of Aurora. When I talk to Coach Crocker, he just shakes his head and says he's got a different motor than most RMAC football players. I heard there's some rumbles in practice. Can you confirm that?
Yes. Dex is pretty good. We're glad to have him. He's pretty good.
A lot of fun on this Loper team, a lot of excitement for this offense with Rustin back there, Spitz back there. Again, who's the firepower on the outside that you see in practice could replace Kyle Kizer?
Right, we got a really good depth this year at wide receiver. Right now, it's probably Eli Hammond. He's doing really good this year. And there's a couple other guys that should do a lot this year.
He came on. Eli Hammond's one of those kids that came on about the middle of last year. Really started to see flashes of him stepping up on the opposite side of Kizer, knowing he could be that go-to guy. On that offensive line, Stephen Gooden comes back. He's getting attention for people looking at him for Sundays. Who else are you learning from up there?
Andy Kearns. He's my right tackle. He's their starter. He's a fifth-year senior. He knows a lot of the offense. Last year he played guard and tackle on both sides, so he knows the O-line really well. He knows every spot, so I've been asking him a lot of questions.
When you go from an offense like you ran here at Minden, the wing tee where everybody's bunched up and it's pretty straight ahead, I don't think there's a whole lot of crisscrossing and pulling and stuff. You're trying to blow people off the football at Minden to learning an offense that's very fast tempo, totally more like Minden's trying to do this year, but while you were there, they weren't doing that. How difficult was it for you to pick that offense up?
It's right away. It's hard because you got to learn. You have to know the plays because you go up to the line, get down, and you snap the ball in like 15 seconds. You just got to know it like right away. Like it takes a lot of studying, a lot of playbook studying. That's for sure.
Obviously, without the knee injury, would you have been ready to play last year, or would it all been foggy in the head when you stepped on the field?
For the first couple games, I know it's been tough because there's not many like true freshmen that play because it's a complicated offense. It takes a while to get used to. And yeah,
Pete, you've been following this group of Minden Whippets. Obviously, a talented group of seniors, a lot of speed. Your thoughts about this first half?
I'm excited for them. I know they worked hard all summer, and I'm just glad it's finally showing that they're doing good this year.
Yeah, they're throwing the ball a little bit more. Yeah. What are you saying? Gosh, I could have been a receiver over here, caught some of this stuff.
That's right.
Pete was a kicker, too. People forget that. Probably the biggest kicker in the high school history of high school football, but they're not letting you do that at UNK, are they?
No, not this year.
Hey, Pete, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you. Best of luck as you get your career started at UNK. I know a lot of people from the area and all of Nebraska are going to be following this team as they go for an RMAC title and chance to make some noise in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, thank you.
Pete Trausch, he's an Minden alum, getting ready to start his college career for the UNK Lopers. We're going to take a minute break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Be back with more, including the stats from the first half. Minden leads at 25-0 over the Fairbury Jeffs. Back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's take a look now at some of the first half stats. Both teams have put up some numbers here, but it's all the numbers on the scoreboard that are mattering for Minden. They lead it 25-0. First of all, for Fairbury, John Reyes has 5 carries for 23 yards. Josh Johnson, 1 carry, 5 yards. A couple of his carries were wiped out by penalty. Clay Medina, fake punt for 1 yard gain, and they did not get the first down. And Trent Simpson, the quarterback, he's been sacked 5 times, 12 rushes for 22 yards, so that's 19 official carries for 51 yards on Fairbury's offense. Simpson has been very efficient through the air. He's 10 of 12, no interceptions, no touchdowns, and 102 yards in this football game through the air, 102 and 51, 153 yards of total offense here in the football game for
Fairbury, resulting in 8 first downs. They've punted it 4 times for an average of 38.3 yards per punt for Clay Medina. He's kind of been getting better with each punt. The one fumble that I did not figure into the rushing yards there, I believe, was about a 4-yard carry that was fumbled in the very beginning of the second quarter after Minden had went up 13-0. That's the only turnover. Now, Fairbury has at least improved in the penalty department. They had 5 in the first quarter for a total of 35 yards and had none in the second quarter. So, 8 first downs, 102 through the air, 51 on the ground, 153 yards of total offense is what I have for Fairbury here in the first half. 4 punts, 1 turnover, 5 penalties for 35 yards. For the Minden Whippets, Carson Bloom, 3 carries, 38 yards. Jared Spear, 2 carries, 17 yards and a touchdown. Jack Rafferty, 2 carries, 8 yards. Derek Kissinger, 1 carry, 6 yards. Ryan Cremosta, 3 carries, 64 yards and a touchdown. 11 rushing attempts, but 133 yards on the ground for Minden. They've actually put the ball in the air one more time. 50-50 balance. I'll bet that may have never happened under Coach Sam Dunn here. Kissinger, not quite as efficient, but the yardage is okay. He's put it up 12 times. He's only completed 5, but 2 of those have been for 89 total yards and touchdowns to Carson Bloom. 5 of 12, 103 yards, no interceptions, and 2 touchdowns through the air. So 103 through the air, 133 on the ground, 236 yards of total offense in the first half. Results in 10 first downs unofficially. They have no turnovers, 2 punts, 1 for 60 and 1 for 33, and 2 penalties, and one of those penalties was on a PAT conversion for a total of 15 yards. So those are the numbers for Minden as they lead it 25-0 after a failed fake punt by Fairbury. That's how Minden got things going. A 16-yard run by Jared Spear capped a 42-yard drive with 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Derek Kissinger added the PAT, made it 7-0, and that was the score after one. But Minden was on the march again at the end of the first quarter, and on the first play of the second quarter, Ryan Cremosta took it 46 yards around the left end. The kick hit the crossbar, and with 11:49 to go in the first half, that made it 13-0. Then Jack Rafferty recovered a fumble at the Fairbury 47-yard line, and that was capped off by the 32-yard touchdown pass from Derek Kissinger to Carson Bloom, a beautiful over-the-shoulder, over 2 defenders. He was right behind the 2 defenders, and he threads it in there. The 2-point conversion run was no good. 7:41 to go in the first half. It's 19-0 Minden. And then an 84-yard drive to cap the scoring for Minden ends on a 57-yard touchdown pass from Derek Kissinger to Carson Bloom, who really just kind of made a stop route at the 30 and gave a little hip shake and got by the man he was covered by and took it in untouched. He was able to just kind of trot in and high step in the last 20 yards. The 57-yard touchdown pass, 2-point conversion was no good. 2:09 to go in the first half, and that is our score right now. Minden 25 and Fairbury nothing. Daddy, some more scores.
Yeah, Dorchester blasting Silver Lake right now, 47-6. Kearney High is taking a 14-6 lead, 2 touchdowns by Smith tonight. Also, probably one of the bigger surprises, at least to me, and I knew Grand Island Northwest was coming with some kids, Crete 20, Grand Island Northwest 16, right before the half there.
Crete, number one team and defending state champion in Class B, Northwest 2-7 last year, second year coach Kevin Stein.
Yeah, really, really, people expect big things out of them, and Northwest been one of those teams that has struggled as of late. 14-0, St. Paul has a lead over Broken Bow. That is now at the half, right before the half, at the half in the low-scoring D1 matchup, Axtell 6, Arapaho 6. So some area teams battling very well there. Garden County out west, 36, Southwest 0 at the half. Of course, our score, 25-0, Minden over Fairbury, Extra Milligan 58, Lawrence Nelson 0, Elkhorn 13, Waverly 6.
And we'll be back with the second half in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, they'll take care of your trash so you don't have to. Back in a minute on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games.
Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda, along with Tony Davis, back for the second half, Cooper Field and Minden. And Minden gets the ball after deferring the opening kickoff or the opening toss. And so Fairbury kicks off for the first time tonight. And it will be a high short kick. The line driver taken at the 25-yard line, or up the 15-yard line to the 20, to the 25. Still some room across the 30 and up to about the 36-yard line will be Jared Spear. And that's where the Whippets will start here in the second half, leading it 25-0 over Fairbury. Two teams that, depending on which paper you looked at, were ranked ninth in C1.
Yeah, Caleb Amundson comes in, put quite a hit on Spears to end that playoff.
He's done very well, by the way. There hasn't been a whole lot gone well for Fairbury lately, but Amundson has made at least three special teams tackles here today. Fairbury needs a stop here to get some confidence for the second half. Let's see what Minden does. Out of that double wing formation, they'll give it to Spear. He follows his center. Off the left side, some room. 35, 40, 45, 50. He's in the secondary, 40, and drug down from behind inside the Fairbury 30-yard line by Jason Peterson. And Spear just followed his big blockers over the left side and has a huge gain on the opening play.
When you've got speed like Spear does, the toughest thing for you to do is wait for blocks to develop. He waited, chopped his feet, then boom, the hole was there. But it took a while for that play to develop, and a lot of times you'll see him running in the backs of people. Spear waited that time.
36 yards on the first play. Now fullback dive, Rafferty, and for the first time it goes nowhere. The ball came loose, but they blew the play dead. Good play by Cody Welsh, the nose tackle, that time for, the defensive end, right defensive end, Cody Welsh. On defense for Fairbury, and Rafferty, no gain.
Yeah, not very often does Rafferty go backwards, but he was stood up by three white jerseys, and that's exactly what they took him.
Listed at 175, he looks more like about 200 back there. Bloom to the left, Cremosa to the right, and the fullback right behind the quarterback is Rafferty, and now the center, nose tackle, jumps, and we could have an offside penalty here. Fairbury hoping that it's on Minden. Fairbury needs a break.
That's Barnett that jumped, and I think they're going to get him.
Offsides on Fairbury. So just like a five-yard gain on first down, instead of second and 10, it's second and 5, and move the ball closer to the 20 at the 22-yard line. Sixth penalty of the ball game for Fairbury. Don't forget, after the ball game tonight, the Friday night football scoreboard show. Inside trap play, Carson Bloom. Nobody touches him, and he's gone. 22 yards of the third touchdown tonight for Carson Bloom. The first on the ground. It's 31-0, Minden.
Wow, this is something that you certainly didn't hope. You come out, you got to give the ball to Minden. You're thinking, kids, let's come out, show them, play with some fire here. You don't want to see a team give up. And this defense, there was nobody. I don't know if anybody got within 3 yards of him, Doug. Once he made the move by the line of scrimmage, boom, right up the middle, he walks in the end zone.
And now they'll line up for the PAT kick. Kissinger will punch this one right through the uprights. And so it takes a minute three for Minden to go down the field on a 64-yard drive with a couple of big plays. 10:57 to go in the third quarter. 32-0, Minden. And we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed.
Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we are back. The kick is away. A short kick. Take it at the 30, 35, up to the 40 for the Jets. And they'll get decent field position brought down there at about the 41-yard line. And it looked like one of the Minden players that made the tackle may have got a hand stepped on out there. Was that Quinn Rutt? Looks like he's a little slow to get up. And that is Quinn Rutt.
Tanner Specks the up, man. The ball comes out spinning like a top. He's the up man. He picks it up and goes straight ahead. And when you're in that position, that's all you can do and fight for tough yardage. But you got good field position here at the 40-yard line.
Well, let's see if Fairbury can get Medina the ball here. And on first down, they're going to hand it off up the middle and nowhere to go for Reyes. John Reyes got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. And now he's slow to get up.
Well, the problem is Jeremy Johnson's 6 yards in the backfield. Yeah, Reyes is going to limp off the field. Jeremy Johnson, 6 yards in the backfield. All of a sudden, he spins away from him, and then boom, Kissinger, Rafferty, right there for the Whippets. He has nowhere to go.
Second and 10 for Fairbury. The ball at their own 41-yard line. Now find themselves trailing here at Minden, 32-0. Last year, Minden had to pull away in the second half. This year, they did it in the second quarter with three touchdowns. Trent Simpson. He'll drop back to pass, throw it out here into the flat, and as soon as the ball is caught, dropped at the 43-yard line is Eddie Grummert.
Well, Ryan Kermosta comes up, and he takes about two steps and just gets turned around, and Kermosta just puts a helmet and a shoulder pad, just a great form tackle, and just plants him into the ground.
A gratuitous 2-yard gain will bring up third down and 8 here for Fairbury. Again, I just have this feeling, Tony, I'm watching them get beat 32-0, and I know Minden may be that good, but I know Fairbury is not going to be a horrible football team this year. They're just getting waxed tonight. Minden has to be ecstatic with the way they're playing. Trips to the left, ball on the near side. Simpson wants to throw underneath. It's covered. He's going to be sacked by Quinn Rutt again. That's the sixth sack for Minden tonight, and at least the second for Rutt, who's still hobbling a little bit. And you don't know if the kids are starting to cramp up or if they're just getting a helmet on the knee, but he's trying to get off the football field here, and it'll bring up fourth down.
So he's rolling around over, I mean, going away from the play. He's got his ex-receiver, Taylor Merchant, well open down the field, but that's because Isaac Carlson says he's rolling over there. He can't throw the ball back across his body. I mean, you need to cover this guy.
So another punt for Clay Medina, his fifth of the ball game. They always rugby it to the right,
no.
And a bad snap. A bad snap and a fumble. I don't know if Fairbury was trying to fake it or if they flat-out snapped it into the up man. And it will be Minden ball inside the Jeff 35 at the 34-yard line.
Doug, it wasn't even a snap into the up man. The center got the ball too high and hit himself right in the right between the legs. And the ball
right in the rump.
Right in the rump. There you go. And about... the ball just flutters about 3 yards back, and I don't know if it's Parker Ayers or Jeremy Johnson just pounces on the football.
So the ball will be picked up at the Fairbury 34-yard line, and another bounce going the way of the Minden Whippets. And another score, we get continuous clock, which is just shocking to me. I couldn't even imagine what the odds on something like that would have been tonight for either team to be put in this position tonight. Here's a fake handoff. Now inside Kremosta. It's a reverse out of the double wing. Kremosta breaks a tackle 25 and down to the 20-yard line. They went to spear, then an inside handoff, but we've got a penalty flag on the Fairbury sideline.
Yeah,
most
right
likely,
away.
Most likely a hold. When you try to do something like that, it's got to be quick. You don't see many reverses out of a double wing when there are no wideouts.
Yeah, now Carlson comes out of the game walking, looks like a right calf or ankle injury, grabbing at something down there, hopefully just a cramp here.
That's exactly right. We've seen no major injuries, but we've seen some of the kids limping off, and When you have an injury, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. Sideline warning on Fairbury now. And so the ball goes back over to the Whippets. First down, handed off over the right side, and nothing doing there for Rafferty. He's wrapped up immediately.
Yeah, he just crashes straight ahead. That was actually a penalty on the sideline. That must have been the set. They warned him the first time. Then you get a five-yard penalty. So you're looking at a first down. They fall forward for about 3 yards, and now you get second and seven, seven and a half, it looks like.
So a 16-yard gain for Cremosta and a first down. Now Rafferty picks up two. Bloom in motion. Back to pass Kissinger. He throws for his tight end. Schwenka underthrown and intercepted. Intercepted inside the 10-yard line. The first good thing to happen to Fairbury in a while. And the interception made by Tyler Fisbeck. Fisbeck with the interception. And it'll be inside the 10, but Fairbury has the ball.
Now Schwenka is saying, I'm 3 yards behind the defender. And Kissinger, that, you know, that's a poor pass. That's one of the first times all night you can say that. The ball well underthrown and should have been thrown over the top with a soft touch. He put on the one to Spears earlier.
Looks like they'll mark the ball at the Fairbury 7 with 8:04 to go here in the third quarter of play. And it's 32-0 Minden with the first turnover of the ball game. And now Simpson out of that shotgun formation with four wideouts takes the snap. He'll roll to his right under pressure and almost intentional grounding. They're looking for the flag. They get the flag, and if it's in the end zone, it's a safety. I don't think he was in the end zone. He was shoved back into the end zone, but there was no official except the referee. Rafferty gave him the pressure. I don't think he was in the end zone when he grounded it, Tony, but nobody had a good view on this.
No, you're right. And
he was shoved back into the end zone after he threw it down. Trying to set up, I think, and get a little screen there. But let's wait and see, and it will be a safety.
You know, almost
wow, right after catching a break, one play, and Fairbury gets slapped again. And a safety will make it 34-0, and Minden will get the ball back.
And that, now if you're a Minden fan, you're saying, well, the clock would run if we could make our extra points. It's one of those things that Kissinger is not going to hit anything from 45 yards, and it's not – It's not Alex Henry-esque when he kicks the ball, but before the game, it's straight on kicking, but he knocks it through, and I'd say about 9 out of 10 of them were dead straight through, but he had the one that hit the uprights, and they've struggled since then.
So with 7:59 to go in the third quarter of play, it is 34-0 in favor of Minden. And we go back to the scores.
Well, beginning of the fourth quarter, Loomis blasting Harvard. That one's 45-0 right now. Kearney High hanging tough. Columbus hanging tough with Kearney High. 14-12. Kearney High leads. That's 10:21 to go at last check in the third quarter of play there. Also, in other action going on, Hastings blasting Schuyler 40-0 in the third, and Lincoln Southeast 17, Lincoln Southwest 6 in the third.
Now the free kick is booted away. They put it off a tee. Minden takes it and takes it across the 45-50 into Fairbury territory at the 45-yard line. On the return that time, a good return for Cremosta, I think, who's had it.
Yes, it was.
And so good field position here for Minden. Well, there's always something weird going on, Tony. The Elm Creek-Burwell game. There was a delay as the light went out on one of the poles. It shorted out and caught fire. So the game will resume as the fire department shows up. Burwell 13, Elm Creek 6. No clock and no lights right now at Elm Creek. Kearney Catholic, turn the lights on. They got a game to finish. As we turn and hand it off here on the left side, looking for some room is going to be Spear. And this time, a nice open field tackle. Seth James comes in and gets him after about a yard. He'll get to the 46-yard line of the Jeffs.
Update on Kearney High. They've taken a 21-12 lead. Luke McNitt runs it in from 13 yards out for a touchdown. So 21 for Kearney High Bearcats, 12 for the Discoverers.
Second down, we'll call it 8 yards on the 45-yard line of Fairbury out of the double wing, but still two wideouts. Bloom in his mini motion. They give it to him, looking for a hole over the right side. He just follows his right tackle, looks for some room that right. Jeremy Johnson and Sam Feist opening up the hole on the right side, and he gets a couple three. It'll be third down and all of 5, maybe 6 yards to go.
Lord Chanticleer has beaten Gothenburg 6-0 after three quarters. So, good news for your alma mater in Ravenna, 14. Donovan Trumbull, 6 at the end of the third.
And unfortunately for Rod Edson, a Gothenburg alum, two things not going his way tonight. But Fairbury got an interception last drive inside the 10 immediately. The first play, intentional grounding in the end zone, safety. So right back over to Minden, who now faces third and 6 at the Fairbury 43. Inside handoff, Cremosa, all kinds of running room. 40-35, left side 30. Drug down inside the 30 at the 28-yard line by the duo of Trevor Schroeder and Tyler Fisbeck. But another first down.
Doug, Exeter Milligan 64, Lawrence Nelson 0. That's one that just, opening night, you're just stunned when you see that score. It just, you don't think it's possible. And Hastings highest scored again, 47, Schuyler 0, 17 seconds left in the third quarter play.
And another first down there from Cremosa. Minden is going to call a timeout right here. Cremosa, 5 carries, 95 yards. And a touchdown. 6:26 to go, third quarter. Minden 34, Fairbury nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Nathan Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
First and 10 for the Minden Whippets at the 28-yard line of Fairbury. And Cremosa in motion, inside handoff, Spear. He avoids a tackle in the backfield. Now up the middle he goes, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Jared Spear, his second of the night. He had to step out of a backfield tackle attempt from Seth James. So a 3-yard loss goes to a 28-yard touchdown run for Spear. It's 40-0.
See, and that, Doug, we talked about this before the game. Now, plays like that, once you get, when you got everybody packed right up there by the line of scrimmage, you get your defense packed right up there by the line of scrimmage. Once you're the defensive line and the first linebacker misses the tackle, there's nobody there. There's no help, and he just runs for a touchdown. Fun touch.
Kissinger's extra point kick is up and good with 6:18 to go in the third quarter. The route is on. It is Minden 41, Fairbury nothing. We will have a continuous clock when we come back mid-third here on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Back here with Doug Duda and Tony Davis at Cooper Field in Minden, and ready to kick it off again is Kissinger. He's going to be a tired young man kicking and quarterbacking and playing defensive back. Kick is away, taken again by Davian Snyder to the left side, to the 20, the 25, and pushed out of bounds near the 30-yard line of the Fairbury bench. Important time now, unfortunately, Tony, for Fairbury. There's a quarter and a half left, and it will run by quickly if they don't score a touchdown because the clock will run continuously with the 35-point mercy rule. And this is the first game of the season for a team that was ranked in the top 10 of the Omaha World Herald, has nine starters on both sides of the ball. They have got to come out here and fight because there's a whole season left, and they've got some good teams that they have to play on their schedule.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and it starts with Fall City next week.
So here we go. Simpson will take the snap, fake the handoff to the man in motion, throw it to the man in motion, who is immediately dropped in Dreas at the 28-yard line. I'm not even sure that's going to be positive yardage.
No, it's not going to be. It's backwards about a yard, I think. Isn't how they gave him a good spot on. They're going to say no loss. It's
great tackle right on the play.
It was a perfect tackle by Swinka. Kramosta comes up. Number 14 comes up and buries him.
That's why I bring you.
I got the eyes.
Second down and 10 is what they'll say. Twins to the left, a little more blocking to the left side. And this time Simpson's going to keep it himself, go to the left side, and Carlson with an ankle tackle before he can get upfield. No gain, third and 10.
Yeah, Carlson brings him down, and had he not got to him, Kramosta's right there. They're getting physically whipped on the offensive and defensive lines. Minden is a better football team than the Fairbury Jeffs up front, and it's showing here. It showed since the onset of this game until now.
Back to the Valentino's scoreline, mid-third, Adams Central 28, Sydney nothing. Early third, Giltner 62, Shelby 8, Lincoln Southeast leading Southwest 17-12. More scores coming up, and of course the Friday night scoreboard show when we're done here from Minden, which could be a little quicker than it looked like it would be. Swing pass out here, finally got it complete, and out to the 40-yard line should be enough for a first down to Taylor Merchant, and another big hit to drive him out of bounds. Isaac Carlson was in on that one.
Yeah, Isaac Carlson just blows him up right over in front of the Minden bench. One of those that, if you see a replay of it, maybe a little bit of a high tackle, a little bit of helmet contact there.
Ball does move out to the 41-yard line after the 11-yard gain. Simpson, a short drop, swing out here, Merchant again, caught at the 50, hit at the 50, and a gain of about 4, and Carlson's there. So Merchant, who they've been trying to get down the field, hadn't caught a pass all ball game long. Well, he caught one, but it was short of a first down when they had that first and 32. It was third and 20. He caught one for 18, and they couldn't convert on the fake punt. Here, a four-yard reception. And again, when Simpson does throw the ball, and a good quarterback in the senior, Trent Simpson, most of them are complete, but he's been sacked six times tonight as well. Second down and 6. And this time they'll hand it off the middle. There's a hole, and Reyes will make it into Minden territory to the 45-yard line. Looks like he'll be just short of the first down, a gain of 5.
Yeah, probably got away with a hold right there. They're asking for it. Sam Feist is saying he grabbed me around the neck and threw me to the ground, and he's talking about Chad Medina back there about 8 yards in the backfield.
Barton in and Rutt out for this third down and 1, still staying out of the shotgun here. And Simpson wants to keep it himself, and there's a big pile-up and fumble in the backfield, and Reyes dives on it back at the 40-yard line. Simpson wanted to keep it himself on a quarterback draw, but the interior of that mended line just fired the guards and center right back into the running back, and Simpson had no chance, and then the ball pops loose, and they'll lose yardage on it. So it was 3rd and 1, and now it's 4th and 9 yards to go.
Yeah, immediately Simpson's going, "What? Why are all these people in my backfield before I've taken a step and a half?" And the defensive line just blew up the offensive line there yet again.
Fairbury will attempt to punt. Last time the center snapped it into his own leg and it didn't get back to the punter. 4th and 9 at the 41 of Fairbury. Here's a perfect snap. Rugby-style kick, had some pressure. Not the best one of the night. It's going to bounce at the 26 and then get a little help because instead of going out of bounds, it bounces back in the field of play, goes to the 20, ends up being a 39-yard punt. On the 5th punt, they've lined up to punt 7 times. One time, as we just told you, he snapped it into his leg. One time they ran the fake. And it'll be 1st down and 10, Minden at their own 20, leading it 41-0, clock running with a minute 25 to go, third quarter.
4 chance, continue to lead, 12 now, 12-0. So that could be a good critical win for them to get things started in their season. Also in other action, 14-7 Aurora over Seward. In that action, that is late in the third quarter there. So
that's a surprise, too. Either Seward's better or Aurora is a little farther down. And you got Paul Carlson off. He's trying to stretch his right shoulder and arm out. Isaac Carlson has a cramp they're working on. And Minden is back on offense. First and 10 at the 20 with Cremosta in motion this time. Kissinger, busted play. He's sacked. That's one of the few times they've been able to put up negative yards, has the defense, and Dylan Kanegi goes back there and got Kissinger, who turned and there was nobody there, and a loss of a couple.
Are you surprised even the first game of the 41-0 Kissinger still in the game, Doug?
No, it's the third quarter. It's the first game of the year. You got to get some snaps under these guys' belt. Again, it's not like Minden has had a long, sustained drive tonight for being up 41-0. They have scored quickly. All their touchdowns have been 16 yards, 12 yards, or farther. Kissinger,
nope.
Going to turn, hand it off to Spear. Spear around the right side, and we do have a backup quarterback in there on that play, and now I think I see a penalty flag come down as Spear cannot make the corner. And in at quarterback is Jonas Lovin, the sophomore, listed at 180 pounds. And Minden looks like a flag against them. It will be the end of the third quarter, but we're waiting for the sign here of what the flag is. It would be declined, or will they back it up? I think whatever it was, they're going to decline, and it's going to be third down and 11. So at the end of three, Minden 41, Fairbury nothing. You're listening to the opening night of high school football on Classic Hits. We're back after this.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We are ready to start the fourth quarter of play. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Next week on Classic Hits 98.9, Overton will be at Shelton. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic will host Hastings St. Cecilia. Kickoffs are set for 7 o'clock. Burwell leading Elm Creek 13-12, but there's a delay with the lights out at Elm Creek. They're waiting to bring the lights, some backup lights in. Right now, the first play of the fourth quarter, Minden is up, and they go with a double handoff. Spear gets tripped up in the backfield. They can't bring him down. He's still fighting. He's going to get a couple of more yards and still knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. Caleb Abinson was the first man back there, and Spear actually probably going to lose some yardage and a rare punt coming up here for Minden. Fourth down, we'll call it 13 yards to go. Two-yard loss for Spear.
Amundson and Ebke have been the two guys that have really stood out for Fairbury tonight up on the lines. They've been around the ball carry an awful lot when they have been able to slow down this Whippet offense.
It's 41-0 Minden, 7-0 after one, 25-0 at the half, two touchdowns and a safety in the third quarter. It's 41-0. Carson Bloom, two touchdowns receiving, one running. Jared Spear, two touchdowns on the ground. Ryan Cremosta has one as well. Bounce back on the punt. Rafferty has it and finds his way through there and gets a good punt. Bounces at the 50, takes a huge hop, rolls 15 yards, picked up at the 34-yard line, looking for room is Clay Medina, and he is shoved out of bounds by 11 at about the 39-yard line. Or 49-yard, yeah, 30, 40, what is that? 44-yard line.
Good job by Lovin down there. He was the first man down, took a pretty good shot. I think he's looking at the ball carrier, and the blocker comes up, pow, you know, one of those right in the chops, and he fights that off and still able to run him out of bounds. Our friend Bernie up 21-14 in North Platte over Lincoln High.
I think I had that as a 47-yard punt, Tony, and now Fairbury takes over, but again with the 41-0 score, if the score is 35 points or more for a lead in the second half. The clock runs continuously. Fairbury needs a score to stop that from happening, and Simpson is going to come up the middle, and he's hit hard about 8 yards up the field, but gets up close to midfield and then dives across to get that 8th yard, and he'll take it into Minden territory at about the 47.
Now he gets up a little bit slow. Carson Bloom was one in on the tackle that time, and they'll still run their hurry-up offense. That's what Fairbury does. We expected that out of them tonight.
A team that has a great quarterback in Trent Simpson, but he's been sacked 6 times, and he is also their leading rusher, or was before all those sacks. Nobody with more than 30 yards rushing. Back to pass, trying to send everybody deep. He's got time, and now he's flushed out of there. He just doesn't want to throw it. Finally, he's got a man all by himself, and it is dropped at the 7-yard line. He had Medina all alone, and Clay was so excited to see the football finally thrown his way. And it slides right through there. And, again, you're at that point right now where it's been so hot all day. I'm guessing with the rain, there's a little dew down there on the field. I bring that up about this time every year when you have that temperature drop and the ball's a little bit slick. But finally, Simpson was able to air one out down the field. It's 3rd and 1.
That's so Coach Don Miller over there got his hands up saying, maybe want to get that guy picked up. And Isaac Carlson's over there explaining what happened.
Well, yeah, you can't really blame. I mean, that was the longest Simpson had the ball all night without getting sacked or without throwing it. He was running around for about 8 seconds, and now it's 3rd and 1, and they actually put Simpson under center for the first time, and he's still going to go back and pass, and he is sacked on the blitz by Cremosta, who came back untouched and drops him at the Fairbury 45-yard line, a loss of 9, the 7th sack of the night.
And Simpson walks off very, very slowly. He never saw that coming. One of those blindside shots that no one ever got a hand, anything to slow down Cremosta, and he just runs through the middle of his back.
Well, Minden has just kind of pinned their ears back tonight and has tried to pressure Simpson so he wouldn't have time, and it has worked for the most part. Here's another punting situation on 4th down and 10. The ball is bounced back there.
Oh,
Medina
no.
Got that one off the side of his foot as he was rushed, and it does not go very far. We'll have to wait and see where they actually mark this punt. This is going to be one of those 10-yard punts, 12-yard punts. Looks like they'll say 13-yard punt, and Minden will take over at their own 42 or 3-yard line.
Yeah, ball with a lot of backspin on it, just didn't go anywhere. A couple scores up it on the Valentino score hotline. Crete extending their lead now 26-16, 4 minutes left in the third quarter there over Grand Island Northwest. A little bit closer than a lot of people expected. Out West, Garden County, 42, Southwest, 0 in that one. That one has went final. And 21-14, North Platte, the Bulldogs, and they're driving in that one. Pacings, 47, Skyler, 0. That one's now final.
And here's Levin to hand it off for Minden. And let's see if we're getting some new kids in here. Paul Carlson is in on the carry and gets about a yard.
Here comes Chase Shelton in, 120-pound junior for the Whippets. Now Carlson, along with Spear, will come out of the contest. Isaac Carlson says, hey, can I stay in here? Coach says, yeah, you stay right out there at that wide receiver position.
Holdridge leads York 28-0 after three quarters of play. Crete now up 33-16 over Northwest, 3.5 to go in the third quarter of play. Levin rolling to his left, and he is going to be dropped after about a yard gain.
Yeah, Levin waited just a little bit, I think, too long there to see him. Maybe he's carried out the fake just a little bit too long. You know, went right away. Maybe had an opportunity to get out around that corner, but it was number 61, Caleb Amundson, throwing him to the ground again.
He has had a pretty good game tonight for Fairbury, despite the score. Maybe leading them in tackles. We'll say Levin gets 2 yards on the play. It's 3rd down and about 6 yards to go. Clock running, 41-0 Minden, 5:45 to go in this football game on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Overton. So a quick second half once that clock ran. Levin back to pass. Here they come, and they're going to sack him a deep, deep loss because he kept backpedaling inside the 40 back to about the 37-yard line. Levin about a 10-yard loss. That's the first sack of the game for the Fairbury defense.
Well, you're getting some young linemen and probably some people seeing their first varsity experience ever. and you get that, and boom, right away, the Jeff's defensive line fires through there. Lovin tries to do a little bootleg there, and before he can even get out of the bootleg, he's, boom, on his back with three white jerseys pouncing on him.
And now a punting situation for Jack Rafferty to go back and punt. Fourth down and 15, ball at the 37-yard line. Rafferty stands at about his 22. Good snap. The kick is away. This one's a little bit more of a low-line driver taken at the 30-yard line. Medina to the right side, 35. Now tries to change his direction up to the 40-yard line. And a nice open field tackle made there by the Minden Whippets. And I believe that might have been Jed Burney in on the tackle.
Correct. Number 57. Also number 71, Austin Johnson closing in there. A sophomore seeing some action on a special teams. The punt return, 45 kids on this Minden Whippet roster, nine of them seniors. So good numbers for C1 football. You're starting to 43 kids on the roster for the Fairbury Jeffs. Now Sanford is out, so there's 44. Still have a chance to get things going here in the next couple weeks.
And 33 has been about the average here for Rafferty lately, as quarterback Simpson's going to keep it himself on the left side, going against some second teamers in there, gets into Minden territory. Simpson will bring, no, we got a new quarterback in there, number 12, and I don't know who that is because he's not on our roster. We apologize. The new quarterback brings it up for first down yardage.
Well, it's got to be, I think it's Bryce Taylor, Doug. It's got to be the sophomore, doesn't it?
So we'll give him credit for a first down, see if we can effort that. The new quarterback. And he'll take the snap. Wants to run it again. Gets hit in the backfield and fumbles the football, and it bounces into the hands of Rafferty, who's trying to return it. Into 40, 35. Fairbury pushed out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Rafferty with his second fumble recovery of the night.
Got a little Christmas present there. That's one of those fumbles that comes out. And then before Rafferty could pounce on the football, boom, the thing jumps right up into his lap. He says, thank you very much. I'll try and score on this one. And had about two guys to beat, and he had a chance to score.
So get it down to about the Fairbury 32-yard line. That's the second turnover tonight for Fairbury. Minden has had one, which was an interception in the red zone. And then the next play, they turned that into a safety and ended up scoring anyway. So in the grand scheme of things, it didn't really hurt. It's 41-0 Minden, so the clock just continues to run here. And this should be the last time that Minden has the football, leading it 41-0 with 2:20 to go. Jonas Lovett is the quarterback. He's going to turn and hand it off to Chase Shelton. And Shelton nowhere to go. Fairbury still has their starters in there. William Ebke with the tackle.
Look, you come out your first game of the year. You got one turnover for Minden. How many penalties do you have down for Minden right now?
Just the one.
One penalty.
One on a PAT.
One penalty, one turnover. You know, you'll take that in week seven.
Second down now. Lovin going to turn, pitch it off to Cole Gibbons. Gibbons room up the middle, gets across the 30, the 25, close to the first down, and should have it at the 19-yard line. Gibbons is going to pick up a nice chunk of change. Let's give him 14 yards.
Well, Jed Burney up there, he was the one right at the point of attack, along with Colton Barton, a sophomore, making some noise, making that hole to give him an opening to get up the field.
So first down and 10. Minden trying to hustle up to the line for these young kids. They give it to Gibbons again, and he runs right into the line and goes nowhere.
Well, Alex Nielsen's a new center in there, number 72. He's a big sophomore at 185 pounds.
Minden will be taking on Gothenburg next week. Fairbury takes on Fall City. A timeout has been called here by Minden to stop that clock with a minute two to go in the ball game. 41-0 Minden. Be back. We've got the Misco Sports postgame show in the final minute of the ball game after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an...
Ow!
now.
Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget the Friday night scoreboard show will be coming up. But the Misco Sports postgame show a little over a minute away. And now in at quarterback, Nick Werner, a freshman, to take a couple of snaps here as Minden's dominating 41-0. Turns, hands it off, and it ain't going to be fun because Fairbury still has some of their top defenders in there. Nowhere to go by Bryson Holston.
Here's a little football note for you. Across State Nebraska, Class A action. Lincoln Southeast 17, Southwest 12. 12 minutes to play in that one. 8,500 in attendance tonight for that one.
Now that is one of the that's when Southwest came to be. It was because those kids left from Southeast. Here's the snap. It's fumbled, but picked back up. They hand it off to Holston. He's able to follow his center forward for a couple of yards, and I think Minden wants to run a couple of more plays, so they call another timeout. All Fairbury wants to do is get on the bus and get home because it's a long drive, and it's gonna hurt tonight for the Jeffs. They came in thinking they could win this ball game, and they're down 41-0.
Yeah, I don't know what you hope to accomplish here. I know you want to get these young kids some varsity reps, and Fairbury's over there pleading to go home. It's been a long night for the Jeffs. You took over this game in the second quarter, but a lot of young kids seeing varsity action. I guess that's always a positive thing here.
More scores coming up. Stats to end the ball game. We've got 25 seconds left. It could be one more play if that's what Minden wants to do here, as I have them out of timeouts now. So we'll see if that is what they decide to do. Just run that one more play. We'll be all done. Also into the ball game, Lee Landrum. A lot of freshmen and sophomore. One thing, looking at these rosters, Tony, they are pretty full for Class C1. Sometimes you just don't see that anymore in C and D. Sometimes you see just certain schools. D schools can have 40 kids out, and yeah, D schools can have 22. But you've got a good roster of kids on both the squads here, and why not? Right now, Minden has things rolling in just about all sports. Also into the football game, Jaden Nielsen.
At a wing back, looks like Matthew Ekstrom.
I was going to say, you better not miss that one. It is fourth down here, final play tonight for Minden, and a toss play to the right side and nowhere to go for Isaac Carlson. Or no, excuse me, number 33 is Jaden Nielsen, and he lost a couple of yards on the play. And time will expire, and I think Fairbury is going to let that happen. And so that will be the end of the football game here tonight, and a pretty big surprise, not on who won the football game, but how they won the football game. Your final score, the Minden Whippets 41, and the Fairbury Jeffs nothing. Minden 1-0 as they get ready to take on Gothenburg next week. And as the Jeffs get ready to take on Fall City, they are 0-1. And it was just a big, big night. And again, Tony, for the folks that joined us late, you look at how this game started. Fairbury got the ball and took it right down the field. They were inside the 35-yard line, but a holding penalty instead of 3rd-and-1 made it 2nd-and-15. They had to punt the football away and never recovered. They had a fake punt the next time penalties killed them. They went for it on a fake punt, didn't get it. Minden scored, and then bad things happened after that, and Minden just kept on capitalizing, and they kept on scoring on big plays.
Well, that was the first penalty. Then they went on the first quarter to add 4 more penalties to that. 5 first-quarter penalties. Every time they did something positive, they took a step back. You can't do that. Then you throw a turnover. Then you throw in a bad snap on a punt. Then you just turn into a safety. When you do something good the second half, you pick up a pass, very next play. Every time they did something good, it was they shot themselves in the foot well too many times tonight, and it happened right towards the middle of the first quarter until about the middle of the second quarter, and the game was in hand after that. Minden walks away with this one, and Minden showed a lot of promise here tonight. There's a lot of fast kids. Coach Dunn said, we haven't been this fast at Minden for a long time. We got 3 kids that run legitimate 4.6 40s. And he said if we had 1 in the past, that was something. And you better check if they were running 30 or 40 yards then. And he laughed. And he said these kids are fast. They played hard. They did a lot of work. They're excited about this football team. And after seeing them tonight, I got to agree with Coach Dunn.
Well, Fairbury's bye week. Of course, if you played in week zero, you're going to have a bye week somewhere. They'll play three games, then have the bye week. So they host Fall City, then they go to Auburn, then they welcome in Grand Island Central Catholic and Centennial. They go to Fillmore Central, they host Lincoln Lutheran, and then at Milford, who was an undefeated team in the regular season last year. And for the Mid and Whippets, as we said, they will have Gothenburg coming up on the road. Then Fillmore Central comes in here, and then it's off to Centura. Their bye week is after Gothenburg, so Minden's not back home until September the 16th when they take on Fillmore Central. But boy, did they look like a good football team. And Tony, if Gothenburg loses to Ord tonight, Minden looks like right now a 6-0 football team, because at Milford and home against Grand Island Central Catholic, you would think, would be their next two toughest ball games this season.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I'm sure Sam Dunn will address right away. Guys, hey, we played a really, really well for the first week out of the season. Lack of turnovers, lack of penalties, that was something we wanted to come out and do. Now, let's rein in our focus. Let's quit scoreboard watching. Let's take care of Minden. Let's deal with ourselves first, and let's deal with these teams one-on-one as they come. Don't start looking ahead. Don't get into the we're 4-0 and 6-0 before we get to 4-0 and 6-0. Let's take these teams as they come one at a time, and we'll take care of them. When we play like we do tonight, there's some good things ahead waiting for us.
Now, coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9, it is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll be giving you a rundown of some of the scores. We'll also give you a quick look at the final stats on both of the football teams. Maybe even have a couple of highlights from the ball game tonight. So stay with us as the Misco Sports Postgame Show comes your way right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, but Minden is on the move. First down and five, at the 11-yard line. And here's the pitch into the backfield to Spear over the left side. Got a hold of the 10 to the 5, and he will be brought down into the end zone for the touchdown. And that was the first score of the night tonight, and it helped Minden turn things around momentum-wise in the first quarter. The momentum would not change again as the Whippets go on to a 41-0 whitewashing tonight of the Fairbury Jeffs to get this season off to a great start, and a lot different than the way the season ended on this same football field when they were expected to beat St. Paul last year in the playoffs in a great football game. St. Paul was one of those teams that had been hurt, got healthy at the right time, and won a couple of games in the playoffs. And Minden, they're hungry, and they've got a good football team. At least that's what it showed here tonight.
Yeah, it certainly did, Doug. And that wing tee is something it's tough to prepare for in the off season, and then they throw a little wrinkle at you by speeding things up, moving some people around. They converted some big plays tonight. It was one of those things where Sam Dunn knew in the off season he might have something. He's very, very confident before this football game. Says, I think we got a chance to be really good, and I think they came out and showed that. And like I said before we went to break, one turnover, one penalty. You do that the rest of the year, it's going to be difficult, and I'm talking a deep run in the playoffs for Minden Whippets if they can do that.
Well, it's only the first game of the year, big fella.
No, I know it's the first game of the year, but there's a lot of teams come out, and we talk about penalties, we talk about turnovers the first game of the year, we see them all over the place. Minden didn't do that. Minden looked great tonight, no doubt about it. They were the superior football team, and it's interesting because Rod Edson thought he had a good football team, and who knows, they might still be a really good football team coming in here the rest of the way out. And I know they got a solid quarterback and give him a little time to throw. Who knows what he can do, but Minden was too fast and too athletic for the Jeffs tonight.
7-0 after the end of the first quarter. That's when Ryan Cremosta touched the ball on the very first play of the second quarter. And they'll go with an inside trap play this time. And there's Cremosta with some room to the left corner. 40, 35. He steps out of a tackle and he's gone. Touchdown, Ryan Cremosta. The first play of the second quarter puts Minden up 13-0. And, Tony, the only thing that didn't go the way of Minden tonight is they missed an extra point and missed a couple of two-point conversions.
Yeah, and then you know, one hit the upright and about killed the umpire coming back onto the playing field. But other than that, that's got to be the only thing. And like I said, when you watch Derek Kissinger kick the football in warm-ups, you're not going to confuse him for Alex Henry, certainly. But in warm-ups, everything was dead straight down the middle. It's not long. They're not booming kicks, but he gets them through. That one he pulled to the left, boom, hit the upright, and then they tried to fake one, which didn't work, and might have been a broken play. Had to look at film on that one, and then went for two and got backed up actually on a penalty on that one. So they did it from the 7-yard line and didn't get in there. So it's one of those deals. You know, those are things you can fix and improve on. Penalties and turnovers, they didn't have any, and that's the good news. I think that's the big news when you start the season like Minden did tonight. One turnover, one penalty. Sam Dunn will have trouble sleeping tonight. He'll be smiling all night long.
All right, we'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, open for your convenience 6 days a week and at special late hours on Thursday till 8 o'clock. If you're finding out that the football season, the volleyball season, the softball season has started and you don't have what you need or the equipment you thought was going to get you through the year just isn't going to work, Misco's can help you out. From gear, practice gear, fans, if you want something to wear to support Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, the Huskers, UNK, they've got that as wear, or your favorite collegiate teams, baseball hats as well as the playoff times are rolling along. See Misco Sports, your sports headquarters, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We're back with more from Cooper Field in Minden right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Now on Minden's sideline, they've got all three timeouts. It's a 17-yard completion up to the 43-yard line. Back to pass again, Kissinger. He's going to float it out here for Bloom. Caught at the 35, 30, gone. Breaks the tackle, looks back at everybody. There's 21 men behind him, and that means there's nobody ahead of him. Second touchdown reception for Carson Bloom. Derek Kissinger, when he threw the ball down the field tonight, Tony, was very accurate. Bloom made a couple of nice catches, but it wasn't like the secondary was playing bad for Fairbury tonight. I thought they actually played well. Now, both times the Minden man was behind on those two defensive or these two touchdown passes to Bloom, but it wasn't like he was four steps behind him. He was a half a step behind him, and Kissinger laid it over the top of him.
You know, very good passes tonight. Spears could have caught the one on the outside. Ball was right on his fingertips. Pretty well thrown pass. I think the interception he threw and the first two passes of the night, you go back to them very early in the ball game. They weren't down the field. They were right over in the flats. He underthrew the first one. And I think Sam Dunn said, okay, we're going to start off this first game. We're going to give the kids some confidence, even as a senior. Let him fling them out there. Let them be completions. And then he shot the other one over, I think it was Cremosa's head, right over in front of the Fairbury bench. And you're thinking, where was that? The kid's been throwing the ball so well. So they kept doing it, kept doing it. He laid one out there, the touchdown that Cremosa caught, just put touch on it. There was no zip on the ball, just floated it. Before he made the break, he just floated it in the air, comes out of the break, catches the ball, and then had one guy to beat. off to the races he went. It was a great night for Kissinger.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats of the football game now, and we will start with what we had here for the Fairbury Jeffs, and they just, again, with the clock running for the entire fourth quarter and half of the third quarter, they're not going to have as many stats, but zero rushing yards in the second half for Fairbury on eight attempts. So overall, John Reyes, and you have to wonder how much they missed Tyler Ty, because Ron Edson mentioned that to us before the ball game a couple of times down on the field. He's a good player, but he's been injured. They played him on defense. He didn't touch the ball tonight on offense. And Tyler Ty, one of those kids that was injured tonight and really could have been used. And injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Minden, Ravenna, Kearney, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. There's one near you. So tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. John Reyes was the leading rusher, 7 carries, 28 yards. Josh Johnson a carry for 5 yards. Clay Medina ran it once on the fake punt for 1 yard. Trent Simpson, I had him sacked 7 times tonight, so he had 17 carries. 7 total yards. The backup quarterback, 1 carry for 10 yards, 27 carries, 51 yards. Simpson through the air was 10 of 12 in the first half for 102 yards. He was 4 of 5 in the second half for 17 yards, so he was accurate. But 14 of 17 with 7 sacks, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 119 yards through the air, 51 on the ground. That's 170 total yards. Unofficially, that's just 17 yards in the second half. 10 first downs tonight for Fairbury, 6 penalties, 5 of those in the first quarter. They had a total of 40 yards in penalties, punted the football tonight 7 times, averaging right around 36 yards per punt. 2 fumbles, both recovered by Jack Rafferty.
great job. You talk about somebody that's around the football a lot, and when you're around the football, you get fortuitous bounces, and certainly the second fumble that Jack picked up fell right, just hopped right up into his lap, and he about got around the corner, had a chance to return the thing. Pretty good job by some of the second teamers from Fairbury keeping him out of the goal line or away from the goal line and getting him a run out of bounds, because he's a bull in the china closet down there. He's knocking everything down and trying to run through people, but they saved a touchdown. And Jack Rafferty, one of the defensive players, along with Quinn, I think Quinn Rutt is one of those players we heard was going to be around the ball a lot. Those are the two names on the defensive side of the ball we probably called the most tonight.
Well, let's take a look at the stats right now that we have for the Minden Whippets. Carson Bloom, you expected him to have to carry a load, and he just didn't have to tonight. 5 carries, 63 yards, 1 touchdown on a 32-yard scamper on the ground. Paul Carlson, 1 carry, 3 yards. Jared Spears, 7 carries, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 from 16 and 1 from 28 yards out. Jack Rafferty, 4 carries for 10 yards. Chase Shelton had 1 carry there late for no yards. Ryan Cremosta, 5 carries, 95 yards, and a 46-yard touchdown run. Cole Gibbon for 2 carries, 14 yards. Derek Kissinger didn't have to run the ball much tonight, 2 carries, 4 yards. Bryson Holston came in, 2 carries, 6 yards. Jonas Love, the backup quarterback, 2 carries, negative 8 yards, the only sack of the ball game. And then you had late Jaden Nielsen came in, 1 carry, negative 2 yards.
Not a lot of negatives you can find at the Minden statistics. I think you didn't need Bloom tonight. You're going to need him down the road. You look at the variety of athletes they have, though, to pass the ball and have playmaking abilities on this team. Bloom doesn't do it, you got Spear. Spear doesn't do it, you got Cremosta. Swink is in there. Kissinger's in there. A lot of different people can get their hands on the ball and go the distance, especially in that tight formation, that wing tee. Once you break 3 yards from the line of scrimmage, you're off to the races.
Friday night scoreboard show coming up here after the Bisco Sports postgame show. Randy Bushcutter will have it for you back in the studios with scores from across the state. If you are driving home and have a final score, please call the studios, 236-9900, 308-236-9900. If you're in the parking lot or leaving your football game or heading home, we'd love to hear from you. That way, as you're driving home tonight, you can hear the scores from all around the area, 236-9900. 4 Minden tonight, 32 rushing attempts, 265 yards. In the second half, they had 22 rushing attempts, for 132 yards, so 133 and 132 in the halves. Through the air, Kissinger only threw it one time there in the second half, Tony, and that was the interception. So he was 5 of 13 in the ball game with two touchdown passes, one interception for 103 yards through the air. Both touchdown passes of 32 and 57 yards went to Carson Bloom. 103 through the air, 265 on the ground, 368 yards of total offense, 152 of that in the second half. Just that one turnover, 16 first downs unofficially, two penalties for 15 yards, and one of those was when they had too many men in the huddle on a point after attempt, and they punted it four times tonight. Rafferty bombed a 60-yarder on his first attempt, and then he was right around 33 on the other three attempts tonight.
I guess passing-wise, you look at those statistics for Kissinger, and you say, okay, he's got a 74.8 passer rating. I did that math in my head there, which isn't all that great. But he, when he needed to make a pass, when he needed to put it on the money, he did. Spears dropped one. He wins the first two back. You know, it probably should have been 8 of 13 at least on the night. But nonetheless, his dad will deal with him in that passer rating.
Well, we will take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First and 10 for the Minden Whippets at the 28-yard line of Fairbury. And Cremosta in motion, inside handoff Spear. He avoids the tackle in the backfield. Now up the middle he goes, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Jared Spear, his second of the night. He had to step out of a backfield tackle attempt from Seth James. So a 3-yard loss goes to a 28-yard touchdown run for Spear. It's 40-0. And that was the final touchdown of the night, the second for Jared Spear, as the Minden Whippets roll Fairbury tonight by a score of 41-0. We'll give a couple more scores here. Tony, do you have the latest on Kearney High?
Still got 21, Doug. 21 to 12 in that one.
Looks like McCook has taken a 28-7 lead here. And that's a final now over Scott's Bluff. And Crete now pulling away 40-16 over Northwest with 5 minutes to go. Southeast beats Southwest 17-12. Aurora holding off Seward 21-13 late in the fourth quarter. Scores from around the state are coming up next. Ravenna 20-14 over Donovan Trumbull late. North Platte leading Lincoln High late 27-21. Adams Central and Hastings High big winners tonight. Orta winner over Gothenburg 12-0. The Elm Creek Burwell game was 13-12 Burwell in the third quarter, and then one of the lights at Elm Creek shorted out, caught fire, all the power went out, and so they're finishing that game in Overton. So if you're in Overton and the lights are going on and you're going, who's screwing around? There's going to be football and there's going to be a good game. So if you're in Overton, heck, I'm guessing it's probably free admission for the last quarter and a half, and they're going to turn the lights on over there and they'll be football played at Overton before Overton even gets a home game this year.
Doug, I got three finals for you. Kearney has defeated Columbus 21-12. That is now final. In a couple games that weren't that close involving area schools, Loomis paced Harvard 45-8 and Dorchester 53, Silver Lake 6 in that one.
Well, it was a good opening night, I believe, hopefully for the broadcast team, hopefully living up to what the Broadcasters Association thinks of us. So it was back to come back to Minden and see all the gang here. Sam Dunn, Rod Edson. I still am going to be interested to see how Fairbury does, because they've got Centennial's going to be good. Milford's going to be good. Grand Island Central Catholic's going to be good. And those are just a few of the teams. Fillmore Central's supposed to be okay. Those are some of the teams on their schedule that are coming up later on in the season. Let's see if they can beat Fall City and get some momentum going here. I think there's talent on this team. I think you ran into what happens to high school kids, though. They got down. They didn't get any breaks. The head started to hang a little bit. You're going, I thought we were supposed to be good, and all of a sudden, nothing went their way tonight after the first 6 minutes of the football game.
Well, they come a long ways. That's a long bus ride, Fairbury to Minden. Another long bus ride tonight, Sydney to Adams Central. Further bus ride, Sydney to Adams Central. And, you know, they get hammered there. So it's one of those deals, what do you do? You got to go back and start over, and it goes back to fundamentals. I'm sure Coach Edson will preach that the next three days these kids are at practice.
Well, you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the break to the downtown Kearney Center, open Monday through Saturday for your shopping convenience. They're under new ownership, means they're bringing in more new things, and go check them out if you haven't seen them here this summer. But it's still the same management team, Steve Varinalt, Steve Klimek, the same folks you've been dealing with for 15 years, maybe even more. We won't date them too much, but Misco Sports has everything you need. Football, volleyball, it's all there for you. Thursday, by the way, speaking of volleyball here on Classic Hits, we'll be at Grand Island Central Catholic looking at the brand-new Central Catholic team with only Katie Brand really back as they welcome in Hastings St. Cecilia, both state-rated. Lincoln Christian coming in for a triangular at 5 o'clock. And our Friday night football next week here on Classic Hits 98.9, a D1 top 10 battle from Shelton as the Bulldogs, who I believe got in the win column tonight, are going to be taking on Overton in Overton's first game. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia will be at Kearney Catholic. Those games both next Friday, kicking off at 7 o'clock. And the Friday night scoreboard show, always right here. And PlatteRiverPreps.com, if you're listening on the computer and want to know what's going on in Nebraska, PlatteRiverPreps.com has every story and every score from across the state on your team. Just click on the sport, click on the team. Yeah, you want to know softball, what's going on with Holdridge softball? It's on Platte River Preps. You want to know what's going on with Grand Island football? PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check it out. So, Tony, very impressive. As much as we want to say Fairbury will be okay, what a great start for Minden.
Yeah, you just said it. I don't know how you could have had a better start if you're a Whippet fan. You come out, watch this team, you expected good things out of them, but you certainly didn't expect the final score you got in a 41-0. Big play after big play. One turnover, one penalty. Doesn't get any better than that on opening night.
Jared Spear, two touchdown runs, the first and the last, 16 and 28 yards, a 46-yard touchdown run by Ryan Cremosta, and then Carson Bloom scored the other three touchdowns, one on a 32-yard touchdown run in the first minute of the third quarter, the other two on touchdown passes from Derek Kissinger of 32 and 57 yards. You throw in a safety in there, and Jack Rafferty had two fumble recoveries in the ball game. And your final score tonight, the Minden Whippets 41 and the Fairbury Jeffs nothing. Coming up next, it's the Friday Night Scoreboard Show with scores from around the area. So keep it right here on Classic Hits 98.9 for our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis. I'm Doug Gooda. Week zero's in the book. We'll see you next week here on Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.